Another step towards you becoming Tommy.
I do, man. Seriously, I want to be American. I love Francis's energy, and I just, like, I feel it. And now that he's stopped doing Shenmue, that's why I bought Shenmue 1 and 2 yesterday for $11.99 and started streaming it. Because I was like, I'm not playing 3 without beating 2, and I don't want to play 2 again until I beat 1 again. So I guess I'm starting from the beginning, and I'm just going to stream it. And I'm gonna do like Francis. I'm not gonna worry about highlighting it or art. I'm just gonna play. You guys can watch. I'm gonna be silly and singing songs and just having fun and just, it's just what I'm gonna do.
I like the idea that, you know, when you get to Hong Kong in part 2, I hope you go, listen, I drove from Hong Kong today, okay? And I have 3 points I need to make. First of all,
you hammered your mother. Dude,
you never mentioned your well-paid employment with Jackie Chan.
Before we start, so can we just go through Ultimates one more time so I can figure out what they should be?
What are your masters?
We can't start. I'm not done. I need to do my skills and I need to get my familiar.
Okay. What are my skills? So the two that I have in masteries are magic and performance.
Okay, so magic there obviously isn't one. But there is one for performance. Is it down here?
Yeah, it literally says performance.
Oi.
What's up?
Nothing, I'm just giving out.
If you have a
point. Did I miss something? I wasn't here early. Does John have the Rona?
No, I swallowed some spit back into the
room. Oh, okay, so it's stuck in your throat forever now.
So yeah. You can take a Simpatico, increase your max drive by 2, and as long as you can communicate with them, you may allow allies to spend your drive to flip additional cards.
Nice.
If you want that. There are other ones that are based on, like, abilities and stuff, too. So it's not all based on skills. What's your highest? Intelligence is your highest?
Yeah, my highest is four.
Oh, also, John, if you want, there's a one called Knack. If you have intelligence 1, you can take Knack as an ultimate and get 1 additional mastery. If you want,
what's a master?
Another skill at 4 points.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. I guess
you just have to get rid of Schadenfreude or the other one.
Yeah, I'll get rid of Schadenfreude.
Yeah, I've had Schadenfreude and forget to use it. But it is good to give yourself more drive back. But now you can take another skill at 4 points. You can take firearms if you want to be able to use guns.
If anyone has 1 point in agility, Bulwark is like the best ultimate I've found. It just is straight out damage denial, which is great.
Yeah, it's basically, I'll read that, yeah. Agility 1, if you would take damage to your health from an external source, and that damage could theoretically be dodged, it's -1. Like, you're constantly taking -1 damage. Unless it's, you know, a giant fireball or, like, something you couldn't dodge.
I'm going to take Persuasion as a thing.
As a mastery?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think we're all playing very crafty people in this one.
That's fine.
Not me.
Look, if you
need backup, I probably should...
Oh, Mel, the way your familiar will work, like I was saying, it'll be just, it's sort of like how Kyle plays Rat and Chico, where, like, you can just act as it. It's just going to act off of your skills and your attributes, as it is an extension of you.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a miniature giant space terrier.
Of course. Of course, it could be a Sparrier dog.
But you have to, it's from another dimension also, so I have to call it using my Gene Simmons enamel pin.
Perfect. I like that.
Because I decided to lean into this fucking Detroit stuff.
You should. Like I said, yeah, you've created a planet in my universe now where it's where all the Detroiters ended up, where there is no law.
Well, I'd like to point out that I've created a planet as well.
Oh, yeah, he actually did. Yeah, I gave it the designation, but he's calling it Bat Detroit Earth. Rock Planet. Like,
yeah, it's Bat Earth, and that's where my guy's from.
Oh, that's right, Bat Earth.
He's from Bats. Well, he's from the Bats region of Batsbane on Bat Earth. And if you remember correctly, we have everything that regular Earth has except Bat Lionel Richie.
Well, what regular Earth has, because Earth is gone. So you
this is
pretty great that you guys exist. People can go see Earth, but everyone's just Bat people instead.
And everything is just, yeah, it's like, do you want a Nintendo Switch? Well, it's in the shape of a bat.
Oh my god, John, you just created like an alt planet because there's no Earth anymore in this universe. Bat Earth is like the last Earth.
Maybe it's like Planet of the Apes and it really is Earth.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. It's a bat Earth. And it's its own planet, and it resents the fact that the regular Earth just called itself Earth instead of human Earth because Bat Earth was around first.
Are you telling me that the Bat 2C really exists on your planet?
Well, I mean, yeah, as a record of human racism.
Heat. Capcom. Mel. And here's your host, Matthew Chorney.
All right, we are recording over here.
Woo! Oh,
also here.
It's a relief, considering that I, said Heil Hitler a few minutes ago.
Oh, no!
Oh, crap.
Oops.
Ruined. All absolutely ruined. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of Sidecast. It is I, Keith the Robo Duke. I am joined by the usual cast of characters. We got Tony, Matt Tony.
Tony Matt's my stage name. Hi guys. I'm here.
I got Tony Capcom and Mel. And word. I am host. Oh, and Bob! And Bob's here, special guest Bob. I'm terrible.
Not really that special.
Oh, very special guest, because this is a very special
Matt,
episode.
Tony Matt. Real
yes.
Before Keith goes on, Matt, Tony, Matt, are you like one of those dudes that has like two first names now?
I actually have five. Those are just the two that I've let the public know about.
Yep. Matt, Tony, Matt. Today, we are going to be playing a little game called Space Kings, created by Kevin Cole. You should be following him on Twitter, at RealKevinCole. And you should also be sure to look up Space Kings, whatever search thingy you have. They're on a Super Itch.io, actually. Kickstarter has been successfully funded. Book should be out later this year, and I'm sure you'll be able to purchase the PDF online. But today, on this adventure of Space Kings, our four heroes are at their 10-year college reunion.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You guys have all been a part of the graduating class of Mayhem University, known as MUMU. And it is on the planet Academia Universitellige, which is a planet that is entirely populated by colleges, academies, and universities.
Worse than hell. Jesus.
Yes, and you guys are back at your college for this event. So if you can imagine all of our different characters who Matt here, why don't you give your name and a little description of yourself?
Okay, I, for the duration of this game, will be known as Papa Antonius the First. I am a space satanic priest / evangelist.
Yes, as he is known in the in this part of the galaxy.
Space televangelist?
Yeah, they are known
not
as...
Not televangelists.
Yes, Matt.
TV does not exist. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, what are you, though? I gave the name for it, do you remember?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Yeah, you're a fallen evangelist.
Fall evangelist, that's right.
Because
gotcha.
Of the fallen angel.
That's
you are
right.
Fallen, you are a fallen evangelist. Killed his father before him to assume the role of the new head of the Church of Space Satan or Space Church of Satan.
Somebody killed him. I got the promotion. He's very tight-lipped about the specificity
of how
his father died. Yes.
Yeah, I have to remember we didn't play that other game technically.
fell down an elevator shaft onto some bullets.
Something like that. Yeah, and also get deal with that terrible accent for the next duration of this game.
Hey, just be glad I'm not playing Ronnie Wisrow today. John, who is your character? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my character is Batsumi Fujinami. He's a baseball Batman. In that he is a baseball playing bat human hybrid is the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah.
He's from, as I said previously, he's from the Batsk region of Batsbane on Bat Earth. Feels very strongly that the Batsk region should have its independence from Batsbane because of poor public spending in Batsbane, just like in real Spain. He's a baseball, kind of freelance baseball Batman, and he currently plays for the Inoki Genome baseball team as a pinch hitter, but, you know, he'll get around. He hates being on teams. He's not a team player at all. That's why he constantly goes around, like, he's like the Bruiser Brody of baseball on Bat Earth.
Perfect. Mel, tell us a little bit about your character.
I'm Dewberry, and I am the descendant of a very, very famous rap battler hero who died in one of the great rap wars of my planet, which is ICP-313. And unfortunately, one of the great rap battles destroyed my planet, most of my planet, and I had to collect up the knowledge of my planet before I left. And one of the last things that I learned before I left was this wandering troupe of clowns. They were kind of a posse of clowns. They were the last of their people, and they endowed me with their language, which was all spoken in one-liners. But so I, you know, being as my planet was destroyed by the great rap battles, I had to go traveling, and I wanted to learn more things about space because, you know, got to get out of your freaking planet sometimes. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I was able to get with me was my crop top bathrobe and my last few things that make me pure my planet.
Awesome. So this was a while ago, though, right, when it happened originally?
It's been a while. I've been traveling around for a little bit, getting to know people.
Went to college.
It took a while. Very damaging. Went to college. Yeah, I was able to, because of, there was one, like, big famous song that came out of the battles that I was able to build. It was like, you know, the last of that fortune kind of went with me, and I was able to sell it around a little bit because turns out, you know, some of the stuff that I brought with me was kind of valuable. So,
nice.
You know,
good.
Got me enough to get to university.
Yeah, exactly. Enough to get
space,
you to...
Space Cranbrook, as it were.
Well, Mumu's a little bit on the low end of universities when it comes down to it. But it is
We can all go to private space school, right?
It's sort of like if a school had an alignment, it is chaotic good to chaotic neutral. Speaking of, sweet. Bob, what's your character?
His name is Milus the Monumental. He comes from a long line of space mages from a different universe. So they had sent him here to this university to try to figure out what goes on in this universe. Very powerful mage on his planet, which is Frodia. But in this universe, his magic doesn't work exactly the way that it did on his planet or in his universe. A little bit like, as Mel said, the reverse Superman. So it doesn't work just quite right. Awesome. But so now he is trying to continue his vocational learning by just traveling around and trying to figure out this universe before he goes back to his to let them know if we should come here and conquer it or not.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, and he's a space goblin, by the way. He's a goblin.
Perfect. Awesome. So you guys will be, we are going to, let's say the episode starts as we fade in on the party and get a little synthwave stuff going. Yeah, we will cut in on the party, 10-year? Yes, 10-year reunion for Mum University, known as Mayhem U. As I said, it is sort of a place, it's almost like, yeah, you're cool, motorcycle man. It is a... almost more like a community college, let's say. But it has produced such amazing people as Batsumi Fujinami, of course, who everybody knows. And the fact that he's even attending the 10-year reunion is definitely being whispered about amongst the crowd that the number dragon is actually here and isn't playing in the game tonight. That's actually playing on televisions nearby. Some people are kind of paying attention to the genomes game that's actually happening tonight as well.
The Inoki genomes. Yeah. They're. I mean, to be honest with you, like they really want to win the game, and fuck them.
They couldn't pay enough.
I just wanted to. I spited them, to be honest with you. I was just like, I'm not fucking playing. I play because I want to play. I don't play because you need me to play. All right, that's how the. That's what a fucking artist does.
Yeah.
And that's why I came to college, to learn how to not only to, you know, be the best baseball Batman on the teams, but to, you know, figure out my artistic voice. And that's why the only subject I completed assignments for was pottery.
still, you got through. You know, Mayhem isn't that strict when it comes to credits and graduating. They were happy to give you a master's in pottery, and a lot of people are happy to see you 10 years later. Same with Papa. It's kind of great that the same graduating class also produced someone who would go on to be the head of the Space Church of Satan. But you know, he was always destined for it. Obviously, it's
number 20 religion in all the universe.
Number 20.
Yes.
Oh, they moved up a few ranks, actually.
Since I took control, we're up 4 rounds. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. And Dewberry coming from, sounds like a really rough side of the tracks, but obviously to learn anything more and maybe spread her knowledge and what she knows around a little more, would love to be at this 10-year reunion.
Space 8 Mile, Trailer Park, am I right? Mom's Spaghetti.
I get it, but I was able to afford going to your fancy school, okay, so why don't y'all watch it? Okay, I may not be as cool as Mr. like Athletic over there or Mr. Religion, but I think that I'm doing okay.
She's one of those. Oh no!
I pulled myself up by my space bootstraps. Okay.
Oh, why don't you just get a Twitter account and fucking a space Twitter account and broadcast how virtuous you are? All right,
we have so many space Twitter accounts that you don't even understand. Like, that's not even insulting to me. I have more followers than you. I'm no one, and I have more followers than you. Hey, bat boy.
Well, I'm just here to regret things and to make sure that one woman I had sex with didn't have a kid.
I'm going to flip a card. John, you look across the room. Your old crush is there, and she's pregnant. whatever you decide she is, alien race wise or whatever, or if she's also a bat person.
Okay.
So you see that across the room.
Okay, can I just do anything?
Well, I'm gonna say you guys are all at the same table. You do notice that. You could say, like, you want to, like, walk over there and say something.
Yeah, I'll walk over
but
there.
But let's say we're all at the same table as this scene comes in. And everybody's kind of sitting at the same table. Maybe you guys kind of knew each other from back in the day.
Crappy seat assignments. They thought we were still friends.
Because my initial thing is to walk over there and so I'll get up, I'll walk over to her, and because I have no charm, I'll say to her, listen, I got a bag of ice cubes and a co-hanger. If you want me to take care of that shit for you, we can go fuck in the bathroom in half an hour.
She looks up at you and is were you always like this? Were you kind of always like this even in college?
Only with people I'm in love with, because I'm really insecure, and I have a real tendency to try and bury my true feelings with like really offensive humor.
Okay, so she looks up at you where she's saying she's talking with someone else. Is she another bat person?
No, she can be any type of female. Oh. Any hole's a goal. Right.
Oh, okay. So she is going to be what are you like a set of gams, John?
I mean, I'll take whatever.
What are known as they're slug people, basically, but okay. Their whole body is like slime. But they have amazing legs, and they have two little antenna on top with their eyes. But they're mostly kind of slime. And she looks up at you, and she just goes, "Oh, Batsumi, you haven't changed one bit."
That's not true. I got fatter.
She's like, she pokes her belly a little bit. And she's like, "Yeah, maybe a little bit." And she looks over at her husband. She's like, Rick, this is Batsumi. I told you about him, if you remember correct.
Okay, so Rick, that's
That's her man.
So what
he's you he's another slime person.
Oh, okay.
He looks like a used car salesman, kind of.
Okay, I don't really know what that means because I'm blind.
Oh, right. Your perception tells you he's wearing a cheap suit.
Oh, okay.
From the sound and the fabric coming off, it seems like it's a cheap suit.
I say, "Hey, Rick, that suit smells cheap."
Rick goes, "Yeah, I got a really great deal on it."
Yeah, yeah.
He is funny, dear.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea of, like, clothing being loud? Well, I'm a bat, and I can tell you your clothes are loud. And whatever your name is, what was her name?
His name was Rick.
No, the woman's name.
Oh, let's call her Dorothina.
Okay. Dorothina, I just want to let you know, you made the right decision. I'm a terrible person.
You just gotta walk away.
Yeah, the only thing I'm good at is baseball, okay? If you guys want to watch some baseball, let me know. Why don't I even come over here and talk to you? Never mind. Good luck with your life and your child's life, all right?
They're all laughing. It seems that you've noticed that, like, over the years, because of how famous you are, like, you try to get a rise out of people, but it's really hard when you're famous. Because, you know what I mean? It's sort of like what happened there. It was like, they didn't want shit to... I know you've always been like that. They know you're that way. But I'm going to say, so you're welcome back over the table. John, flip me wit and investigation. Plus...
How do I do that?
So what's your wit?
3.
And what's your investigation, if you have any? Do you have any? No, right? I don't think so.
0.
Cool. Yeah. So you'll flip 3 cards for wit and 1 more because you're healthy.
So 4?
Yes, flip 4 cards. Actually, I'm going to have everyone flip wit and investigation right now. As the rest of you guys are sitting at the table and Batsumi's like working his way back over as the other table is sort of like laughing to themselves about what Bats said as he was
Keith,
is he coming back to our table though?
No, saying that that's what Bats is doing next, but something's happening and I want to see if any of you notice.
Keith, if I may just butt in for the sake of our new players and possible new listeners.
Of course.
Face cards are successes, number cards are nothing, and jokers mean something goes bad.
Yeah, it's going
to
go sideways.
And you guys said there's supposed to be 4 jokers, right?
Two per deck. You have 2 in your deck.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. That's what I have. I feel better
now. Yeah. Only 2 jokers.
So you said flip.
Wit.
Which card?
Plus your investigation. So it's going to be... whatever your wit is, plus investigation if you have it. If not, just flip wit and flip 1 extra card because you're healthy.
Perfect.
Okay.
I've
got 4 cards
here. I have 2 wit and 2 investigation.
So 5
cards. 5 cards.
So, and then let me know however many face cards or aces you have.
You want to see them? Face cards.
I've got a king and a queen.
So you got 2 successes.
Oh, shit.
Make sure to pay attention. If it's a queen of hearts, it's a crit.
I'm shuffling my deck this case.
Queen of diamonds.
I got 1 ace and the rest numbers.
Okay, cool.
Go ace.
1 success.
Hey, Keith, for the sake of this, it might be easier for you to call out a name for them to read out successes
and
stuff.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah, I'll do that next time.
Hang on. My deck was not
I'm going to look at my initiative order, and we're going to go that way on how many successes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's go die again. Why is Space Motorcycle Guy always show up at the worst possible time?
Yeah. Also, you'll flip your cards and they go over in a discard pile as you work your way through your deck.
Yep. Right, let's try this again.
Mel.
One.
Or whatever your name is.
Two. Three. Four. Five.
It was Dewberry.
It's Dewberry.
Yeah, it sounds like it's one
Back
of those fucking...
To me. I know biker you can't remember women's names and all that shit.
But no, it sounds like it's one of those biker mice from Mars. Total scum. Okay?
Yeah.
We get confused for them all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Damn biker mice.
Damn biker mice.
There's two of them over in the corner. They brought their bikes into the gym and they've been like revving them at each other and showing off.
Why don't they just like they
are they comparing genitalia? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. But how many? So we got two successes from Bob, one success from John.
Yeah.
Mel, any faces or aces?
I have one face and one whammy.
You got a joker?
I did, sir.
Awesome! There we go. One success, one joker.
Of course!
No, this lets me do crazy shit. This makes... In a way, I like jokers because they inevitably help me move the story if I need to. If, like, nothing's happening as Bob is singing along. So, Batsumi, you're walking back over to the table, and you actually, like, you're looking... You notice out of the corner of your eye there's the table with all the food on it and everything and drinks.
Uh-huh.
And you just, like, you swear out of the corner of your eye, you're like, what, did that bowl of Sour Patch Kids just, like, vanish off the table? I swear I saw... Was that just there? Did that just vanish? And Milas, as you're, like, humming and singing along, like, you literally were casting your gaze over the table of food, being like, oh, do I want to get something to eat? And all of a sudden you see this... There's a bowl of Sour Patch Kids, which are something that, you know, survived the fall of Earth, but also, thanks to Bad Earth... They're still kind of available. It's not the same ingredients in a recipe exactly. That was lost.
Yeah, they're just to be specific, they're called Sour Batch Kids.
You know, where I'm from, it used to be that if you put those in a bottle of pop and shook it really hard, it would, like, explode.
It could still work, but so you, Milas, notice a little portal open up under that bowl, and the bowl just drops through the hole and then closes back up, and then you see there's another bowl with, like, you know, some kind of salty treat in it, and a little portal opens up under that and it drops through the hole. Papa, what were your successes?
Three successes.
Yeah, you're noticing all this as well. Dewberry, you kind of, like, you do a double take, like, you look over at the table and then you look back to the dance floor and Batsumi walking over. And then when you see Batsumi's head turn, you look back at the table and you're like, wait, there's less food there than was there before. And that's when all of a sudden you get the sensation of yourself falling. Everyone else, you look over and you just see Dewberry, like, whoa, like, fall through the floor all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, what's going on, guys? Did you just see all that food go and she just fell through the floor?
Yeah, Papa, you notice that, her, and you notice, like, there's significant less food there. And because of this, because you saw those, you lean over the table, and you can see there is, like, a swirling portal, like, right there where she was sitting just a moment ago.
Can I see what's on the other side of it, or is it just, like, a swirling mass of colors?
Oh, you can totally, like... You want to, like, dip your head in and try to see if it, like, leads anywhere?
I can't see her from where I'm currently
standing. No, it's
standing,
just,
though.
You know how, you know, I'll use this as a reference, how Rick and Morty, you can't see the other side?
Okay.
It's kind of like that, where it is just the swirling mass of colors. Yes, what would you like to try to do?
Okay, Keith, I just pull my wand out and just jump through the portal after her.
Oh, perfect, yeah, so you just jump through...
I just whip my wand out and jump through the portal after her.
Perfect.
I got you, Dewberry!
You go.
Bob's just going to be like, Christ, they haven't learned anything in 10 years. I'm going to, like, kneel down and stick my head through the portal, see if I can see anything on the other side.
Cool. John, Batsumi, you see all this happening in front of you. Mm-hmm. As the portal opens up under Dewberry, she falls in. The goblin goes diving after her. Now, Papa, is leaning over and dipping his head in to see what could possibly be on the other side. Would you like to do, if anything?
I ask Papa if he can see any blood or fruit in there, because there's none to eat at the...
Oh, man, blood or fruit. Yeah, that might have to...
Blood oranges would be perfect.
But, I'll take a look, 1 second, and I dunk my head through the portal.
Okay, cool. Let's do this, then. So you dip your head through the portal. It's because you said it before. You dip your head through the portal, and you see this alien planet. And, sadly, it looks a little familiar. Oh. As you dip your head in, and you're like, what's through here on the other side? And, as you dip your head in, you can see that this portal seems to be, like, up in a tree. And you look down, and you can see, Dewberry and, Milas, give me an agility athletics flip.
Hey, what do I do with the cards that I already flipped?
They're discarded to the side. If you get through your deck, you'll reshuffle.
Got it. Perfect. That's what I was doing out of instinct.
Exactly, yeah.
You flip said agility and which in?
Athletics. Flip agility plus athletics for me. So that'll be, you know, whatever the added amount is, plus one, because as you are falling, you are healthy at the moment.
Okay, so I got an ace and a joker.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. An ace and a jack, not a joker. Oh. I read it wrong. Perfect. Sorry.
Successes. So you flip two
cards. Agility. I have...
Because you have one agility?
One agility?
Who?
Bob.
Me.
No, I flipped three cards.
Oh, okay. But I got one success. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got two successes out of the three.
He's talking to me.
Now you, Mal. No, I was talking to Bob for a moment, but now Mal.
Okay, I got one agility, and I have zero athletics. Do I get one or zero?
One agility, you'll flip two cards. One because you're healthy still.
Two. Oh, right, the healthy thing. I'm slow. I have an ace and a five.
Perfect, one success. Cool. So, you...
God, because I got sucked into the freaking void.
Yeah, as you're falling, you look above yourself and you see this little goblin come and dive in. You see a Milas diving through after you. Like, you just hear as he comes through the portal, Dewberry! Like, as he's diving in. And you got one success and he got two successes. So, he's diving and he's a little smaller. He kind of cuts through the air as you're up this really high tree where the portal was. And he catches you and you both kind of, like, tumble together and land so you don't hurt yourselves.
What was I say? I can cast like levitate or something.
Oh yeah, I mean even as like he grabs you and as you're falling, yeah, you
Wingardia Leviosa.
Yeah, and you guys kind of like float down. Yeah. See next. So what you can say next time is like I want to jump through and get ready to cast the spell and like I'll make you do like magic. But for flavor wise, yeah, you cool. Like cast the spell on yourselves. You guys kind of float to the ground like a feather as you look up. And you can see a good, like, 40 feet up. You can see the portal, and you can see Papa's head peeking through. And the picture I have, you know, once again for my players, this is the forest you guys find yourself in.
Sweet.
Mel, if you want to flip intelligence space-wise, you can figure out where you're at. Matt, let's say you don't recognize this planet this time. Let's play like you've never been here.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, intelligence space-wise. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did I lose any health on that fall there, mister?
No, you guys were fine. You got successes, so you didn't hurt yourself.
Okay, because of the cushion there, the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, little guy. Fine. Appreciate it, by the way.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
You got one success as well. He just got one more than you, so
I know, yeah, but, I mean, like, teamwork, am I right? Yeah. All that Matt, that bat guy didn't even follow me, and Matt's like, everybody okay? Okay, now I'll come down.
I haven't said that yet. I'm
actually. Hang on. I have a lot of cards to flip here, so I get four intelligence.
Yeah.
And four freaking space wise.
And one more. That's nine. Yeah, as you look around and you're like, where are we?
You're in big trouble. Nine.
I just knew you had space wise, so I wanted you to flip it.
Wow, I suck. I have 3 successes.
Awesome. So, you, as you look around, and Papa, you look in, and you're like, you know, where the hell is this? Dewberry, you know this planet is known as Who Gives a Crap 12. It is a forest planet that is always on the brink of war or deforestation. It is inhabited by space elves, raptors, and a very strange breed of bee that many people don't know about. They're black with red stripes. Nobody really has gotten close enough to study them where they live inside these caves. What else is on the planet as well? There are carnivorous plants on some parts of the planet, too. You also know that it is in a deforestation part of its phases, where the rich and wealthy are currently trying to get hotels and different buildings built on this planet. But they're having some trouble getting past the space elves, as they are very powerful. But they seem to be holding back the different steamrollers and tree-cutting things and stuff. But yeah, you know a lot about this planet. Go for it. What's up?
Is there anything that I can extract from this planet to possibly create a Fagel-like substance or some food for my extra-dimensional familiar friend who just likes treats from this dimension, too?
Give me a wit survival to look around the general area.
Okay, so survival, I have 2 plus healthy. 1, 2, 3. And what was the other wit?
Yeah, wit survival.
Wit. Me. See? She needs a treat. 2. Okay, and 2.
Yep.
1 success.
Awesome. So you look up at the tree that you just kind of like fell out of. And as Papa, you look near where Papa's leaning in his head and looking around, and you can see on this tree there is some kind of fruit growing on this tree. So as Betsubi asks you, Papa, is there fruit? You kind of like look over and can see there's some fruit in this tree. You're not sure what kind of fruit. Neither are you, Dewberry. You're like, oh, there's some kind of... I don't know what kind of fruit that is, though. But there is fruit in this tree.
Okay, I want to call to Dewberry. Hey, hippie, you okay?
Yeah, what's your problem?
You fell through a portal. I was making sure you're all right.
Oh, I see, yeah. Are you down here yet? Or are
no,
you just like, looking down
just,
through the
it's,
portal?
It's just my head porthole. Sticking through. It's just my head sticking through the portal.
Yeah, he's like 40 feet up.
He's 40 feet up, and I'm down here. So the littlest guy jumps through the portal with me, and the freaking religious guy, and...
He leans
well,
his head
I
down
mean,
and looks
at least
in, and Betsumi
guy
asks if
down.
They're... Yeah.
Okay.
This
well,
is not
okay.
The time for a debate. Are you okay?
I'm great. You should come down here and bring your bat buddy with you, because there's some fruit down here, and I am willing to share it with
can
him.
Can I
it's
interject?
It's something he...
With the Satan man, you know. Oh. I want to discuss our options.
All right. Before
oh my
that
god!
Happens...
It's a woman. Wait, it's a woman offering fruit through a freaking void.
Speaking of that, Papa's gonna ask you to toss him up a piece of the fruit, real quick.
You want me? No, come down here and get the fruit. What am I, like, I'm not your slave.
All right, I poke my head back out of it and go...
I'm sorry, that was the worst word to use. I'm
the hippie chick is the hippie chick is being very hippie-ish, if you know what I mean. There is fruit down there, though, as I pull up and talk to the bat boy.
Okay. Do you want me to just, like, fly down and pick them back up and bring them up here? I am a bat. I can fly.
I don't worry...
I won't have a hard time finding them, even though I'm blind, because I can hear her moaning from this dimension.
She's probably going to bitch and whine about you coming to her aid, but if you want to try, probably.
Really mad if I come in handy later. That's all.
It's going to be... I'm just putting that out there as an option.
Your bad batitude isn't going to freaking cut it later.
I mean, she's still complaining from another dimension. Yeah, I mean, feel free to jump through the portal if you want.
Yeah, so we're going to go, for here now, we're going to go initiative order.
Okay.
So, Batsumi, if you want to try to jump in, fly, and grab some fruit, I would want an agility athletics flip.
Okay.
So your agility plus your athletics, plus one because you're healthy, flip that many cards.
So, 7?
No, right?
Yeah, what is your, yeah, 2 agility, 4 athletics, 7 cards.
Okay. I have 1 queen and the rest are numbers.
Which queen?
I mean, I know you were like...
Queen of hearts.
Blind,
that's a crit.
You're not deaf too, are you?
Okay, so what's the...
That's a crit, so that's your charm plus 1. So
okay.
That's 2 successes, right? Because your charm is 1?
Yeah.
So you got 2 successes, actually.
Okay, so what does that mean towards this?
So what that means is you dive in through the portal.
Uh-huh.
You swoop down, and as you're flying, you use your mouth, and you sort of like Pac-Man a couple of the fruits on the tree as you're going along. I'm going to flip. I'll flip a card.
Can I grab one on the way, too? Do I get one on the way?
It tastes okay. Doesn't seem like it's really anything special, but it does have, like, a citrusy flavor to it.
Like a slow.
Sure. And as you're tasting this, I want to say, so who would be next? You fly in and you start grabbing these and eating them. Miles, is there anything you would like to do at the moment?
Well, after I see him fly in, I look at the televangelist up there and I'm like, well, I think that you should be down here too. So I cast a spell to grab him and pull him through the portal.
Give me, intelligence, pull him? Yeah, just do wit magic.
Do I combat this at all, or is it just luck of his draw?
We'll see what he gets, and then if you want to try to resist, you can, you don't have athletics, right?
Me, or?
Yeah, you, Papa.
No, I have no athletics.
I have no successes.
No successes, so...
Hey, Keith, can I get a score on that, Keith? Hmm? Can I get a score on that Genomes game?
Sorry, I'm chewing. I'm trying to snack.
That's what Bob Huber said.
I'm freaking, recording.
I love it. Snack. No, this is Sidecast Play Space Kings. It's perfect.
You can flip. Well, we'll wait till your turn if you really want to find out the score. Oh, but Miles, you go to cast the spell, and as you wave your wand in the air and flick your wrist, rather than casting a lasso spell to wrap around him and pull him down, you cast a firework spell.
Sweet.
And it's like you shoot, psh, pop.
What the fuck?
And it pops near your, it kind of goes off. It doesn't near your head, Papa, but this firework goes off. And as it does, a bunch of these, alien birds go flying out from the trees. And all the noise of the animals of the forest, it suddenly gets real quiet.
Oh.
Papa, would you like to do anything at the moment?
Yeah, I'm going to look around to see if there's, a branch or something I can aim for to drop through and not get hurt.
Agility athletics to drop through the portal and get in there.
Oh boy, this is gonna suck. All right.
Do it. Agility athletics.
Right. 1, 2, burning a drive. All right, so I burnt 3 drives and 1 success.
Yeah, you reach your foot through the portal where you I think there was, I saw a branch there, right? And at first you miss it and you're ah! But you get your footing and kind of slowly work your way.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh
through
shit!
The portal.
Oh, yeah. I got it! Oh fuck! I got it. Oh no! Okay, I got it!
And... Yeah, exactly. So, so Dewberry, what did you want to try to get a fruit? You're saying you want to try to
Yeah,
get one of them?
I think I want the fruit more than the score. I think I'm gonna go for the fruit.
Sure, give me a.
You never know.
To get back up the tree, give me a... Yeah, it's going to be a... You don't have... Yeah, you don't have magic. Only Bob does. Yeah, do agility athletics to try to, like, get up and just snag one.
One and zero.
Two cards, do it.
I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. That's a queen right there.
Nice. One success?
One success, so.
So you, like, hop up and, like, do a little scramble and snag one of them? They have the consistency of, like, an apple, but it has more of a citrus kind of flavor to it.
Okay, perfect.
That's for you too, Batsumi, as you are gorging yourself on this pretty good fruit.
I got myself a little space notebook to write this stuff down, because that's what druids do.
Yeah, I would say from your three successes earlier, at first you couldn't tell what fruit they were by looking. But once you have it in your hand, it's what's known, I'm going to call it grapple, actually, nice. Is what it's known as, is a grapple fruit. Most humans, you know, will relate it to an apple with a citrusy kind of flavor.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the grape grapple is available, but those are super rare.
Yeah. So, as you guys, you're gorging yourself on fruit. Dewberry, you grab one for yourself. It's at that moment. Everyone give me wit investigation as Poppy, you're kind of like climbing down the tree a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're like up in the tree.
I'm also, I go up to Dewberry. I call, hey, Dewberry, score's 18-5 as I'm making my way down the tree.
Aw, that's so nice.
All
right, see, that's the right way. That's community evangelism.
He is nothing if not for the people. I'm sorry, Keith. What were we flipping? I'm sorry.
I'm chewing again.
I know.
Wit investigation.
Sorry.
Wit investigation.
I've been Twitch streaming. I just eat while I stream. I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not trying to be pro. I'm just going to be me.
Hey, oh, it's your game.
That, man. No. God, oh, my God. After. Talk to me after.
So call out
with
our
investigation. So one, two.
Well, let's let him call out our names. That way we don't just talk all over each other.
No. I know. I'm counting, though. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Batsumi, did you get any successes on wit investigation?
I had a king and two right? other number cards.
Cool. One success. That's yep. good. Milas?
I've got one success.
Papa?
Two successes.
Dewberry.
It's healthy still? We're still healthy?
Yeah, you guys are all still healthy. All Sweet. Good to go.
Aces are successes, right?
Yep, faces and aces.
Faces and aces. Three, then.
Three successes. Holy shit. Okay, yeah, so Matt got two, one, and three. Okay, cool. So, Dewberry, you are going to get a surprise round as this all happens. So, you're, like, up a little bit in the tree. Papa's, like, a little bit above you as he's coming down and being like, the score, telling you the score. Batsumi, you're flying around. And Milas, you're on the ground.
Right.
So, all of a sudden, Dewberry, your druid senses kind of tingle.
Okay.
And you hear, like, a low growl. And it's at that moment you look around the tree where you guys are. And you can see at least three pairs of eyes in the bushes. And you can hear this low growl as suddenly you see, as you know our inhabitants of this planet, three space raptors peek their heads out of the bushes around you guys. And they're sort of growling a little bit and look like they're about to try to pounce on Milas, who is on the ground.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you, and also, so at that moment, you sort of like nudge, you like... You're looking around, Papa, you notice where that Dewberry's looking around.
Mm-hmm.
So you look down and you can see what, just to you, are giant lizards.
Oh, shit.
Dewberry, yeah, you can see them kind of peeking out of the bushes. So the two of you can get one action before we go into initiative.
Nice. You first, Mel, since you're the one who's telling me about it.
So they're space raptors?
Yes, they are. They're
I
like
have
red.
A fruit. Do space raptors like fruit?
They are predators and they eat meat. And they see a very tiny little creature that looks like it would be pretty
well,
easy
grapple,
to hunt.
My grapple is not going to do it for them, is that what you're
no,
telling me?
No, I don't know if your grapple is going to distract... I mean, you could throw it at them if you want, but
I don't know if
sure,
it'll do much good.
Hang on, I'm acting quickly. Oh, I have an idea.
What do you want to do? You're up the tree a bit. You're like, you're only like 10 feet up
but
the tree,
far
really.
Away is how far away is Melis from
don't
me?
Don't worry, don't worry. Melis is like below you at the bottom of the tree. And he's probably sitting there humming to himself and looking around happily, unaware of the raptors, but because he got a success, the raptors aren't going to get a surprise on him to attack him.
Alright,
so... So you can, like, warn Melis? Like, you could literally warn Melis, and then I'll give Melis the action instead of you? Or you
okay.
could do something.
I am
you
going
You could summon
to...
your familiar?
I'm not there yet. Hey, hey, I'll summon okay, my okay. familiar when I'm getting ready, okay?
Alright. I want to see a space terrier.
It's a miniature
some raptors.
It's a miniature giant space terrier, and you don't just waste that on anything.
Miniature giant space terrier.
Do you understand how powerful a terrier of effect spell is? I don't think you do. Anyway. So. Here's my conundrum, because Melis just saved my freaking life without thinking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys were, like, kind of social back at Mumu, but, like, yeah, you're pretty surprised he, like, dashed in just to help
sure,
you.
Sure, but we've all gone our separate ways. It's been 10 years, Keith. You understand how much can happen in 10 cycles of space-ness?
It's many cycles.
Plus, I mean, last time I knew, he was learning magic. So I'm going to say, Melis, look out for the space raptors.
Cool. Melis, you look up around you and you see that there appear to be 3 space raptors, or at least you don't know them, but yeah, they look like lizard men, at least from what you can tell as their heads are popping out. They look like red lizard men with blue stripes,
whoa,
markings on them, and yellow eyes. And you can just see their heads, like their top portions with their claws, like peeking out and looking at you and looking like they're about to attack you.
And they're really big compared to me, right?
Wait,
which
wait,
I'm like
yes.
2 feet
when I call
tall.
Down to him,
yes,
when
these
I call
are.
Down to him, when I call down to him, I know it's not my turn. When I call down to him, I tell him to get up here.
Oh, you want to tell him, like, hey, raptors, get up here.
Hey, raptors, get up here. That's perfect, yeah. Yes.
So,
sorry.
Melis, I will give you a chance to do an action since. Dewberry decided to warn you with her surprise attack.
All right, I cast Enlarge on myself.
All right, what? Give me... All right, that one's going to... See, that one's going to be brawn magic, because you're trying to increase your mass, increase okay. your size. So it's kind of like, depending on what you're doing with magic, it's going to depend on the attribute. I know, you know, I think that's... Then we'll see how many successes you get.
Four. 5, 6. I've got 3 successes and 1 is the Queen of Hearts.
And what's nice. Your crit then?
What's that?
What's your crit? How much does your crit count? What number
is it? If it's right, so it's 3.
Charm plus 1. 3. Cool. So that's. So how many non crit successes? 3 and the Queen of Hearts?
No, I got 2. I got 2 regular queens and the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, so then that is 5 successes. 2 regular successes and the Queen of Hearts is 3. You got 5 successes. So,
holy shit.
Bob, this time. So you take out your magic wand and swirl it above your head. And you, like, shoot up in size and, like, crash through some of the branches.
Gigantor!
That's a love gun. Hey, that's
you're
a
now,
love gun
you,
right there, am I right?
You look left, and you're now actually eye-to-eye with Dewberry at 10 feet. Since you're what, like 2 feet tall, actually,
I'm like
2 normally?
Feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, so you shoot up 8 feet and get wide and huge. And you're like eye-to-eye with Dewberry in the tree as you've smashed some of the branches on your way up, but no jokers, so everything's fine. So, for the duration of this combat, treat your brawn as a 4.
Sweet, okay.
Yeah, like treat it as if you have 4 brawn right now. So if you go to punch something, you're going to flip 4 brawn or hit something.
Okay, cool.
That's what the enlarge will allow.
Sweet, awesome.
Yeah, this is how we're going to experiment with doing magic, as Fantasy Hour isn't out yet, or I would start combining the rules as they are the same thing. So you grow huge. That also means your health for this time until the end of combat will be 12.
Okay.
Because it's Brawn time source. You have some extra, you have some temp hit points.
Cool.
For now. And as long as you don't drop below your set of hit points, you'll come back at your health.
Okay, awesome.
But as we will begin this fight, the raptors are very fast creatures.
Do I get a...
oh, your action. Sorry, Papa. You. You first, then the raptors.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm pulling out my 666 shooter, and I'm taking aim at the raptors.
Nice, yeah. Agility, firearms. This is your non-plus one item, right?
This is my plus one item.
This is the plus one.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I
forgot. I forgot what I named the other one, but okay.
Oh, the lever action rifle one, I think.
Yep.
That is like the upside down crucifix as the lever, I believe.
Yep, that is correct. Queen of Hearts, crit. Four successes.
Four successes. Awesome. Yeah, you take aim at one of these things and just blow its top half off.
Ha-ha! Fucker!
As it is leaping in the air, you get that one, and as that one is shot as it's leaping in the air, the other two go to run at and attack Giant Melus.
Sweet.
So you have 12, let's see, so let me get mine, make sure I'm ready. So cool, so you're down one raptor already. Okay, so, goddamn, same fucking thing. Gonna be like,
I'm sorry, real quick. 666 shooter.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, that has to get seriously like propped up right there because that's amazing. I'm trying to keep it muted, otherwise I'd laugh through the entire episode. But I have got to call that out. Like, credit where credit's due, sir.
Thank you very much.
So the one raptor goes jumping at you. You, Melus,
yep.
Put up one of your big arms, and it kind of, like, wraps itself around your arm and bites you for 2 damage.
Okay.
But as it does that, you just instinctively swing your arm, and you smash him against a tree, and he lets go, and he takes 2 damage.
Okay.
Because he flipped a Joker and 2 successes. So he hurts you, but he also ends up hurting himself in the process, is usually what I have happen when enemies flip a Joker. Cool. So the other raptor jumped at you and missed, though, as well. They both went jumping at you. You blocked one. The other one, like, missed and went past. And now, Batsumi, it's your turn. As you can see, that little goblin is now gigantic.
Uh-huh.
And it's fighting off 2 space raptors as you've been flying through the air enjoying this, you know, pretty good fruit.
Cool. First off, I say, did anybody think to say hi? Like, I noticed that we went straight to violence on this one. Maybe in the future, bit of diplomacy. I guess if I have to fight these people, I have no problem attempting a loop-de-loop where I fly up and then straight around and snatch one of the raptors and give him the most vicious German suplex anyone's ever seen as I arc back up into the sky and drop him right in his dick.
Yeah, that's going to be a Brawn athletics flip. Athletics is totally wrestling.
Pretty fucking violent for a pacifist.
I didn't say I was a pacifist. I'm just saying that maybe... what I'm doing right now is I'm doing what I always do. I'm cleaning up the mess on the outfield. Okay, I'm trying to get this done in one.
So Barry, you hear them arguing about this, and you're like, "These things can't talk. There's no reasoning with space raptors. What is he talking about?"
Well, maybe you can hear them talk, but again, I have super sensitive hearing, so maybe I could have figured that one out. But whatever. All right. Well, the rest of you were all fucking working your 9-to-5s. I was out in the space leagues. Okay, some of us have had a little bit more of a diverse professional life. Anyway, how do I kill one of these guys with my super German suplex?
So you're going to flip your brawn plus your athletics?
So, 7.
Yep.
As he's
and
doing
then
that,
plus
I'm whipping...
one more for being healthy.
As he's doing that, I'm whipping a piece of fruit out of his head for being such a little cunt.
And I want to learn more about Batsumi's culture.
Oh, no.
All right,
not his genitalia, Matt. Jesus fucking Christ. Why do you always go there?
So
I got an ace and a joker and the rest are numbers.
Oh, no, ace and a joker. Okay, cool. So, you see the one raptor that is on the ground where after, like, Milos had knocked it off his hand. And he's kind of stunned, so you swoop down and you scoop him up. You like grab him like a hawk with your bottom, with your legs, and you like toss him up into your, you like fly up in the air. And when you reach your peak, you throw him up into your arms and turn backwards and go falling down to the earth. And as you're falling down to the earth, you German suplex him straight into the ground. And you hear his skull crack, and you hear it shake all the way down his spine into his dick, and hear his dick break as well.
Wow. Now that's a suplex.
Yeah,
you're now head first stuck in the ground with a crushed space raptor corpse with your hands wrapped around it.
Okay, that sounds about right.
So you're kind of stuck in the ground. At the moment.
To be fair, I took one of the pieces off the board. I'm okay. Also, yeah, you did, I can't tell that I'm stuck under the ground because I'm blind.
you can smell nothing but dirt then.
Okay, I can. But what I'm saying is I haven't lost any self-esteem. I might have lost some health points, but I still feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah, yeah. One health and then, yeah, you smashed that thing into the ground. Milos, you're up next, and the other raptor kind of jumped past your giant form.
Okay.
And has turned back towards you.
Okay. So as he's running towards me, I look at him and I'm like, "That's it. I'm keeping you for later." And I grab him, snatch him up, and shove him in my space bag of holding.
Give me agility athletics to snatch this guy as he tries to avoid you grabbing him.
Okay. And you said my athletics is higher now because I'm bigger?
What? Did you have any athletics?
No, I have no athletics.
Give yourself flip do your agility plus 2.
Okay.
And 1 because you're... No, you're not healthy. You're still healthy.
Yep. I've got agility plus 2. Okay, and then 1 more. I got an ace and a king.
Cool. What was it you were trying to do again? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
I was grabbing as he was running to attack me.
Oh, and throwing him in your bag of holding?
I grabbed him and shoved him into my bag of holding.
Cool, yeah. You snatch that raptor and you shove him into that bag of holding and seal it up. As you squeeze it shut, you hear some growling though.
Uh-huh.
And you see 2 more space raptors come jumping out of the bushes.
Uh-oh.
Papa, it's your turn.
Alright, I'm still sitting in the tree. And
yep, you're up in the tree with your gun.
Papa's got the same old bag. He's pulling out his 6.66 shooter and taking aim at one of the raptors.
Yeah, yeah. Agility firearms.
1 success.
Cool. Yeah, you clip one of them that just jumped out in its shoulder as it leaped out from the bushes there.
Half a deck awesome. Down. Them Jokers is coming up quick. Might have to change my gun soon.
Yeah, I've not come across a Joker yet. This is going to suck.
Yeah. Dewberry, it is your turn.
How dead are these raptors?
Well, 2 of them are dead.
And there's 1 raptor
3 of them
left.
Were dead. 3 of them were dead, and 2 more jumped out of the bushes.
Well, to be fair, 2 are dead, 1's in my bag of holding.
Yes, that's what it was. Yes, 1's in your bag of holding, and...
that could come in handy later.
Yeah,
so
I'll let you...
facing 2 raptors, 1 that's clipped.
Yeah, 1's gone, 2 are dead.
Alright. I am going to try and use my old fireworks that I have in my useless... I mean, listen, everybody from my planet gets issued fireworks at birth and has a steady supply for free for the next Well, I mean, it's like Social Security. Well, whatever that was.
No, it's more like being a part of like one of those old CD delivery things. You just get fireworks like every couple months.
Yeah, except
for a penny.
For my planet, it used to be that everybody had a lifetime supply of fireworks because you needed them. You never knew when
the
fireworks.
Columbia were House CD shop of fireworks.
Yeah, so I'll say you pull out this, so you'll actually, the way you you can do agility firearms to shoot fireworks at these raptors. You actually have like an old like log that you know, as a space druid, you can kind of lay the fireworks in.
And I'm not necessarily like, I don't need to kill them. I just need them to get.
Oh,
them.
You want
to
like scare them off?
If I inadvertently use a space M80 and blow off a raptor's head, that's great.
But what do you want to do? Do you want to scare them, or do you want to try to attack them?
I want to chase them away with fireworks because I don't believe in hurting innocent guys. These are innocent creatures, okay? They have families.
You know, Mel, you do know, yes, space raptors have families, but they are ferocious hunters that take any opportunity they can to attack anything smaller than them, usually, especially when it's foreign to their planet.
Keith, if you went around killing everything on every planet that you fucking space inhabited,
you'd
be just a genocide. So, what we're doing? Yeah.
You're good.
So the bat is telling me how we should try and reason with them, and I'm like, chase them off, and don't chase them off.
I didn't say that. I said, this is what you know about them. The choice you make is up to you. But this is what you know about space raptors. This is what I'm telling you. You got that great flip at the beginning for Spacewise. So you know a lot about this planet. And one of those things I said earlier
attack space raptors with my old fireworks.
Scare them. Yeah, no, you can scare them. I want you to scare them. That's what I said.
Right.
You can still scare them.
I'm going to scare the shit out of those space raptors.
It'll be agility firearms either way to shoot these off and scare them.
Agility and what was firearms?
Do you have explosives?
I have firearms.
Do you have explosives? Then do firearms. If you had explosives, I'd say explosives.
I have two firearms, remember?
Yeah,
well, no,
agility,
you don't remember.
Agility, firearms. I don't.
Why
I don't
would
remember
you?
Anything.
One, two, three, and I am still healthy. Four. One, two, three, four. Oh, that was a terrible decision. One success and one critical fail.
What, crit? You mean joker?
No, yeah, I have a joker and
one success, one joker?
Joker and an ace, everybody.
Okay, so you, I'm going to say you aim to fire this thing off, and you shoot it. And one of the raptors, like, it lands at its feet, and the one raptor, like, jumps back into the bush and scampers off. But the kickback from the firework sends you tumbling backwards out of the tree. And, who's next? The raptors. So you go tumbling out of the tree, and the last raptor goes jumping at you.
I get at by raptors. Shit. Fucking pacifist, am I right?
Okay, what's your dodge?
One.
And what's your health?
Six.
Awesome. So, you take three damage.
Okay.
As this raptor comes charging at you as you fall out of the tree. This will be your joker. You saw an opportunity as you fell, and he goes running at you and jumps past you and with his big hind legs scrapes you across your chest. Batsumi, it's your turn. You're stuck in the ground. You can flip brawn athletics to get yourself out of there.
I don't think he heard you.
John?
What?
Oh, I'm saying it's your turn, but you're stuck in the hole.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I want you to flip Brawn Athletics to get yourself out of there.
Okay.
I thought it was just taking you a while to flip. I was like, man, he's really flipping over there.
Yeah, sorry. So what, Brawn Athletics?
Yeah, yeah.
Seven.
You're stuck in the ground, and I fell out of the tree like a jerk.
Yeah, and got attacked by raptors. Space Raptors.
Seven.
Am I right?
Is it because do I keep my health or whatever, or do I have?
What is your health? What's your health at now?
Nine.
Seven. Nine.
Oh, did I lose health points?
You lost. You lost one for when you.
Oh, okay.
Did I say you lost one? No, you're just stuck. I said.
Okay.
No, you're still healthy, so you can flip one more.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, nothing but numbers.
So yeah, you like kick your legs and like wriggle, but because your arms are still wrapped around this guy, you're really having some trouble getting out of the ground. So sadly, you're gonna be stuck until your next round to try to get out of there.
Okay.
Miles, you are gigantic still, and a raptor just kind of ripped into Dewberry there.
All right. Guess, Johnny, you get raptors? Bam! And I just, like, smash him down like I'm swatting a bug onto the ground.
Oh, Brawn Melee would be that flip.
Okay. All right. So...
I think it'll be five for you, unless you're Melee? Yeah.
Five. One, two, three, four... Got one success.
Cool. Yeah, you you actually, he kind of moves out of the way in between your fingers, and you kind of like just like graze him a little and like smash his tail, and he lets out a little raptor yelp. Papa, it's your turn.
All right. Papa's going to put away his fancy gun and pull out his cheaper rifle and take a shot at the one that
Bob
just swiped at.
A.K.A. I'm flipping less cards because I don't want to flip a Joker.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't want my good gun to break.
No, because that will happen.
Mm-hmm. So, it's agility firearm still?
Yes.
Yeah. Five, one, two, a three, a four. One success.
One success?
Yes.
You take a shot at this guy. But you just you aim for the chunk of like up a bit from his tail where he smashed down.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to do enough damage. But this guy looks like he's kind of on his last legs. Dewberry, you get yourself up off the ground and you can see this raptor looks like he's just about to drop as everybody kind of like unloaded on it after it hit you. Ha ha! Unloaded on it. Goblin jizz, giant goblin jizz.
That's so awful.
It's green and sticky and smells like coconut.
Ew. Oh.
Gross.
It's Nickelodeon slime?
Yeah, pretty much.
It smells like coconut, apparently.
It has coconut.
Papa gets a soft drink scheme idea as he sees this.
Oh my god. I would like to take care of that last raptor. What do I need to do for that?
Well, do you want to shoot your fireworks at it, or do you want to try to run up and hit it? Like, how would you
attack? I am going to use my fireworks to take out this raptor.
Nice, yeah. Agility firearms.
I'm pissed off about my first fail, and now I'm serious with the fireworks.
Everybody loves an M80.
Yeah, use your firework launcher to agility firearms to shoot at this last raptor.
Oh, agility firearms 2-3. I got all face cards. Fuck me. I mean, I got all numbers.
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
Can I cut in? You guys do have drives. You can burn a drive to pull an extra card if you have, like, nothing.
Yeah, you can use drive to flip an extra card. You can use a hero point on an action to flip two additional cards. You can spend as much drive as you want on a turn, but you don't get drive back till the session ends. Same with hero points, but you can only spend one hero point per action to flip two additional cards. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's all good, dude.
The first one.
I know, and I'm so used to... I've been running games for weeks now, so I'm like so used to just... knowing people know.
So wait, so my four dots in my drive can do what?
You can spend
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, I was going to say, you can spend of those to flip another card.
I am going to do that.
Yep. So you spend a drive, flip another card.
It did nothing to help me, though, so that's all.
You can
all.
Spend another drive if you want to flip another card. You can spend as much drive in a turn as you want, right, but you won't
I'm
get it back.
I'm going to keep spending my drive.
Yeah, and keep an eye on your ultimates.
Three. My one ultimate is Stitch. Okay, so I got a face card finally. So I have 1 point of drive left. I should probably write that down.
Awesome. So you got one success, though?
One success. I got an ace.
Nice. Dude, go that ace. Was all you needed. Go ace. Yeah, go you ace. Load a little a firework into the launcher and light it, and it fires off, and it plunges into the raptor's chest, and then all of a sudden his chest explodes with color and light, and you swear you can hear some oohs and ahs from the fringe of the tree line, but that was weird. Maybe the tree said
hair,
it.
Does
anyway.
Hair get better on the way out?
Yeah, as the raptor explodes, we exit out of combat, so when that happens, your dodge goes back up to its full for the next round until we have that. But for now, you guys are good. So you guys, yeah. So what's up? You guys are still here beneath this tree.
Do I get my head
kind of stuck
ground?
In the ground. Yeah, I'll say you can pull yourself out now.
Oh, no. I'm going to pull him out since I'm still huge.
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll say that before combat ends, you kind of reach over and, like, pluck him out of the ground.
I pluck him out of the ground. And then I just drop him in the air since he can fly, so.
Yeah, just so you know, like, you could have pulled me out a few minutes ago. And instead of fucking Jubilee over here with her fireworks, what I could have done was my home run lariat special. And I might refuse to do that from now on.
Oh, for Christ's sake, put him back in the ground. Jesus.
Yeah, Milas, you shrink back down to your normal size.
Cool.
As well, now that combat has ended.
So now I go over and I gather up some of the bits of raptor that are left on the ground.
Sure.
And I put them into the bag of holding so that the raptor that's in there can eat.
Hey, okay, perfect, yeah. Can I hear some, like, snapping and chewing in there?
When I was in the dirt, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about how lame it is, how on, like, Earth, like, regular Earth, they have a superhero called Daredevil who can see by hearing sounds, and on my planet, he'd just be called Man-Man, because everybody can do that, and it's a fucking lame superpower. do you guys know Earth? Isn't it shit?
It's quite shit. That's why we all left it 10,000 years ago.
Okay. Is the Satan you worship, is that the Earth Satan, or is it a new Satan?
No. It's his great-grandson. You see, when the humans left Earth, their religions were meant to follow as well. So, like, depending on which religion you talk about, either God or the devil is, like, 5 generations further down the line than what was left off on the old Earth.
Cool. Does he have any? Does new Satan have any new superpowers?
Oh, he's good. I mean, would you like to take a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior Satan?
Well, I mean, I am a bat that drinks blood, so I mean, kinda.
I'm going to pass him a Braille unholy Bible so that he can read it at his leisure. If you have any questions or you'd like to talk sometime, I'd be more than happy. But let's get the fuck off this shithole planet full of dinosaurs. And I'm gonna look up to see if that portal is still there.
I just want to make sure. I know because John's time is different. John, do you have, like, a time limit or anything?
I'm
you're
fine.
Good?
Yeah.
Cool. I just want to make sure you're good. Yeah, you look up, the portal's gone.
Ah, fuck me. Baphomet's beard. What the fuck are we going to do?
Yeah, John, if you want, you
that's
can add
okay
to,
in your religion, right?
Cursing? Yes.
No, the
you
fucking
can add
you
to
part.
Your non-useful
fucking religion. Yourself part.
Oh, yeah, no, that is completely celebrated.
Like, also, can I get one of those Bibles just to add it to my knowledge base?
Braille or normal scripture?
Normal is good.
That's
common.
You guys can write those. Yeah, you guys can write those in your non-useful items if you'd like.
I tossed her a space
unholy
Bible.
It's a Satan Bible. Of course it's not.
Oh, satanic Bible.
You guys are so silly. There's no God. There's no Satan. It's okay. It's just magic.
It's more of a...
I think we found a fucking communist.
Yeah,
I'm not communist. I don't even know what that is. I'm just don't believe in that stuff.
Excuse me, little guy. Who the fuck are you to shit on our beliefs, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not shitting on them. No, not at all. It's okay.
Space-wise, I
believe everybody believe in what they want. It's okay.
Bob, do you have space-wise at all?
No.
No? Okay, never mind then. Just curious. I was going to have you flip something, but you don't have space-wise, so you would not know.
Yeah. Papa, no, just... I don't know anything.
Bob, what's
your character? No, you don't.
Bob, what's your character's name
Satan?
Again? Sorry.
You're Satan.
What's that?
What's your character's name again, Bob?
Milas. Milas the Monumental.
All right.
Sorry, Matt. You go ahead.
No. Papa's just going to steal at Milas for a little, like, just like 5 extra seconds. He goes, you know, I'm not usually this guy, but, and I pull out another satanic Bible and I hand it to him, like, if nothing less, it'd be interesting reading for you. And I hand him the book.
Okay, I can do that. Here, I reach into my other bag and I pull out a piece of fuzz. Be careful with him. He's very sensitive.
I put it in my top breast pocket.
I was just going to say, I heard, I don't know if you guys picked up on it. I mean, I got the good hearing. There was some oohs and ahs and cheers. Now, I usually assume those are for me because I am the best at a lot of stuff. So I don't know if you want to investigate that. Completely normal in my line of work. I realize that not everybody, though, was a spectacular success after school. So, I don't know, maybe you want to investigate it or something, whatever.
I understand what you mean, and I'm right there with you, but usually my applause do not come from giant lizards. We should probably go check that out.
Yeah, if you, if anybody wants to try to, like, surmise where those oohs and ahs came from, it's a wit investigation.
I can do that. I can echolocate them.
Yeah, do wit investigation.
I will also look as well.
I'll do that, too.
Okay, we got 3 people flipping. Combining their efforts.
I'm not going to do anything because they're just doing all the work. So.
Yeah, you're kind of looking at your satanic bot. Did you get one too? Yeah, you're kind of looking it over and you're like,
ooh.
Interesting.
It's an unholy Bible.
I got one success.
As did I.
I got the Jack and Queen of Diamonds, if that makes any sense. Or any difference.
Two successes. You got 2. Yeah. They each got 2. That's 4 successes total as you guys start... looking around. So, Batsumi, you're flying around above at the top of the trees. You guys are at the bottom, like, looking around, like, and the guys at the bottom, you start hearing, like, you're like, is that whispering? Do you guys hear something? Like, you're kind of, like, hearing these whispers, and Batsumi, as you're flying around amongst the trees, you can suddenly see on one of these trees what looks like... Is that, like, it looks like someone with their eyes and mouth? Like, you swear you just saw an eye and a mouth open, and that branch looks like a nose. And you see the tree make, like, a sneaky peek at you. Like, it opens its eye, like, a little bit, and then it closes it again real quick.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to walk up to the tree, or fly to the tree, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to say... Hey, I see you might be a tree with a face there, and you had some eyeballs that I heard. I'm just going to say, have you ever seen the NeverEnding Story? Because there was like a bat in that was super sexy. And I mean, I could just hear how hot that bat was for the first like 10 minutes of the movie. Have any opinion on that, Mr. Tree?
You see, all of a sudden he opens his eyes. And he's like, I was more of a Fern Gully guy when I was little, you know? Wasn't really attracted to bats, but hey, Fern Gully has a rapping bat in it. So, respect and all that, man.
Yeah, I really like his album, Fear of a Bat Planet. It was pretty classic.
Oh, man, he went really hard on that one. It was, like, really surprising that he had such an edge like that. Like, whoo. Yeah, could be so angry.
Even if, listen, if you're a man or a Batman, still got to deal with dumb man, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm glad we could at least find some common ground, you know, on like, you know, VHS hits and the things that we want to have sex with. So, you know, I mean, I guess you're cool.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Fern Gully's a really sad movie, but there are some really hot trees in there.
I mean, have you ever seen Total Recall? Wouldn't it be cool if, like, the things that we were attracted to had 3 tits?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, trees don't have nipples, so, like, I don't understand the fascination, really.
Does it arouse you when people pick the fruit off you?
It depends what branch you're pulling a fruit off of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, listen, it doesn't weird me out. I can pull the fruit off any branch. It's not a problem. I mean, it's not something I'm into, but I realize you can't really do it yourself because you're a tree.
Yeah. I'm not fruiting right now, though, as you can see.
Okay, well.
But what are you guys doing here? You fell out of that hole those guys made.
I don't know. I mean, like, we were kind of at our college reunion, and I was getting real tired of being the most successful man there, if you know what I mean.
Totally.
Yeah, there's a couple of real fucking losers on the ground. So, I don't know. Maybe you want to talk to them. I don't know. I mean,
didn't have bat privilege, okay? So, why don't you get out of here?
Hey there, Mr. Tree. So, what guys were you talking about there? You said that they made a hole there?
Yeah, there were. Well, it looked like they were, I don't know, they made a hole and, like, this like, thing full of, like, what I guess was, like, snacks fell in. They checked one of them over there, but they took one of them with them that, I don't know, one of them had, like, a long white coat. The other guys with them were just kind of wearing, like, one of them had this, like, I don't know, he's kind of purpley.
Wait.
It's kind of hard to see as a Treant. Our, like, eyesight isn't that great.
Wait, did you say he's got a long white coat? He could be a magic user. Let's go that way. Which way did they go?
I mean, I don't know if he used magic. I mean, I guess the portal's, like,
yeah,
magic. But, no, they headed off that way. And he points off, and you can see in the direction he pointed off, the bowl of the salty snacks is, like, discarded and just kind of, like, laying across the ground, spilt. And, like, there's, like, some small, weird-looking, glowing bugs that are just kind of, like, nibbling on the snacks. And when they see you, like, approaching, like, going the way he pointed, they, like, scatter off into the woods. But you guys all gonna head that way?
May as well.
I just start walking that way because I'm now oblivious of anything that's going on. So I pull out my reach into my bag and I pull out my spell book, which begins to attack me because it's a biting spell book.
Oh, what are they, young mimics, I think they are. They're like little backpacks that you have to pet them, otherwise they bite you.
Yeah,
and you try to open
yeah,
them.
But it's a spell book, right? That's perfect. Yeah. So it's like attacking me, but I like soothe it and then open it, and I'm trying to read, like to try to figure out what, you know, anything that I could know to memorize another spell that could be helpful. As I'm walking,
to think of something you can do?
Yeah, and I'm not even paying attention to anybody. I'm literally just walking that way because there's magic users there. I got to go talk to them.
Okay, give me... You're trying to figure out, like, who would be using, like, teleportation magic by looking at your notes? Like, how do you do this?
Yep.
Give me...
After I pacify my biting spell book.
Yeah. So good. Give me a... Do you have investigation
yes.
or no?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, give me intelligence investigation. Like, you're kind of walking along and, like, kind of looking at the ground where, like, they traveled... and trying to, like, study your book. Like, teleportation magic. Oh, yeah, they went this way, guys, as Milas is kind of leading the way. Yep,
oh,
give
dear.
It to me.
All right, I got...
Should we really be letting that guy lead the
yeah,
way?
So I got three successes and a joker.
Mm.
Awesome, cool. So, nice.
I got an 8.
So you guys are...
Jack and a joker.
Yeah, so you guys are following Milas as he's leading you guys through... Yes, he's... And as you're going, Milas, you're in the lead, and you're following the tracks, you're looking at your book, and you're like... As you're looking... You got 3 successes? Yeah, as you're looking at the book, you realize you're like, you know what? According to this, like, and at least the teleportation circles and things I've seen... You need to have, like, the runes there, right, to use a teleportation circle to travel through dimensions and stuff. You just can't, you know, a very high-level wizard could do some shit like that with, like, Dimension Door or whatever. But you didn't see anything where the portal was showing any kind of component usage or any kind of runes or anything or sigils. So as you realize, you're like, there's no way that portal was created by magic. That's really, really weird. It's at that moment, like, you suddenly, like, look up from your book, and you guys can see off, like, the tree line kind of ends, And off in the distance, you can actually see here on this image on my screen. You can see, not that whole city, but you actually see like a dome that's imprinted in the ground that has arms off the side that are like holding it down. It looks like some kind of ship that like it could actually like push itself up with its arms, like its rockets are in the ground. And it could like push itself up and then lift up and out. But it's dotted with windows, like little round windows around the side. And you can see there's a door with an entrance. You can see there are two men in like purple armor standing in front of the door there. And it's at that moment that you you see the trail of a white coat going into the doorway, and the door's shut.
Sounds like that Klansman is heading into that place.
Hey, wait! That's the guy that in the white coat that they were talking about! And the purple guys! We need to find them! I need to ask them about what kind of magic they used!
Alright, so I'm gonna say, as you guys reach the edge of the line of the forest, I'm going to go into initiative order and let you guys decide what you want to do in this moment. Batsumi, you're going to be up first as to what you want to do. As you guys can see this, like half of, like, you assume the bottom has something, but this dome-shaped ship facility that appears to have landed here. Actually, Mel, if you want to give me an intelligence space-wise flip as you're looking at this thing.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask. If I could aid the little guy. Yeah. Do you understand how much of my life I've been waiting to just say those words?
Yeah, I have done to Bob at this moment what is known
not
as
just to Bob. I'm not just saying to Bob, who is large in real life, but I'm talking about like I'm not. I'm actually probably the size of his little goblin there. So wait, you said intelligence and space-wise, right?
Yeah, as you're looking at this ship and
but
these guys.
But I'm like negative
-3
on my health right now. Does that detriment me,
so you
or
don't,
it just?
Yeah,
I don't
you
get
don't
the extra
flip an extra card.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect. And while we're out of combat, no, you can do intelligence biology to heal yourself. You also have your Stego Red Pop. You can chug to add one.
Yeah, someone else is hurt, though, and I was thinking about helping them out with that Stego Red Pop.
You can do that, too. What do you want to do right now? Do you want to heal, or do you want to, like, look at the ship? I'll let you do this, but we're going to have Batsumi go first, but I know you've been... What do you want to do in this moment?
I'm torn, because I don't want to go...
Because depending on what...
storming the ship without a healthy party.
Yeah. But just
how hurt is everybody right now? Can I inquire on that?
Do the intelligence space-wise flip first. Right. And that'll help you decide.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, just 8. You're not healthy anymore because you had 9 health total, right?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I have -3 on my health. I took 3 damage.
Okay.
Out of 6, so.
One more and you're unconscious, so you're going to want to heal, but how many do you get on this one?
Let's see, I have 1, 2, I have space-wise is 4, and my intelligence is 4.
You have 8 cards.
Well, that's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What else do I have? Oh, my. So, I have a Queen of Diamonds.
Okay, that's 1 success.
And 2 kings.
So that's 3 successes.
So I got 3 out of 8 successes.
Nice. So 3. So you look and you're like, okay, that's definitely some sort of like science facility spaceship. Cool. They sort of like land on a planet and plant themselves to, excuse me, explore and usually study sentient plant life and animals and stuff like that. But... you can see that the guys at the front in the purple uniforms, you're like, those are Star Sabers? They're hired mercenary group? They work normally not for the best of people? So obviously whoever this wizard is has hired a somewhat devious mercenary group help him steal snacks from a prom?
I just want to point out that... because I'm adept at stealing bases, I have 4 points in sneaking. So if anybody wants me to sneak...
Do you want to go sneak up on these guys?
I could sneak up on them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you could give me agility sneaking if you want to go sneak up on these guys. As you're, like, looking and you're relating this information to
them. Real quick there, Bats, would it help to smoke them out first? Because I got this bag of ditchweed from my planet that I managed, and I think that I could, you know, spare a bit.
You want to try to convince these guys to smoke with space weed with you get in?
If the bat thinks that would help his advantage of sneaking in on them, because I'm just saying is that I think we all know that space weed makes you forget things, and they might even not know where you came.
What I'm offering to do is I'm offering to sneak into the building.
Yes.
To sneak past these guys and get in through the front door and try and find a way to open a side hatch so you guys can all pile in on the side. So I can do that. I can attempt that if you want.
Okay, well, I'm not going to waste my bag of space ditch weed because that's still quality shit you can't get anything.
But you might need to offer that as
a... Yeah, you guys were in the known galaxy before where space weed is illegal.
But you can...
Yeah, but you don't understand. More... This is from my planet. I took the last few things off my planet. That's not what I'm...
Oh, it's important.
You don't spend your pure ICP-313 fucking items on just anything. Okay?
Yeah. You don't spend that...
They're the last ones in the known universe.
You might want to save that for White Trash Christmas.
Big holiday in space, America. Big holiday in space, America.
So, do you want me to try and sneak into this place, or what?
I will. What was that last part?
Because I can sneak into this place if you want. I got, like, 8 cards that I can...
Alright.
So go for it, take a look.
Alright.
No, wait a minute. It's, like, do I need to do anything, or is it his turn?
My turn.
Well, Batsumi is up first. I just wanted you to get that information looking at the ship.
Oh, that's super cool. Sneak away,
so
Bats.
Batsumi's going to be up next as there are 2 guards at the front door.
Okay, so...
He owns 5 ever.
I have a jack...
Are you down any health?
But, no.
Okay.
So I have a jack, 2 kings, an ace, and a joker.
Oh, God. So that's what? 3 or 4 successes and a joker.
4 successes and a joker.
Okay, so Bats, you end up like flying along the tree line to the other side of this facility, and you fly over and land on the back of this dome, and you like creep, you know how like a bat, you know, crawling with its wings.
Uh-huh.
You crawl your way along the top to the doorway behind the 2 guards.
Yeah.
So was it 4 successes or 3 successes?
4.
So you end up like reaching out, grabbing the little ID on his thing. It's on one of those like little like things you pull out, and it snaps back. You pull it out, you hit it, you tap it at the door, you gently let it back. The door opens, and as you like crawl in and up onto the ceiling real quick, the guards turn around and the door shuts, and you're inside. Oh. But now we're going to cut a moment back to the other guys as they're outside. And a couple of minutes pass.
Hey, real quick there, big guy. I just asked the little guy to go walk my interdimensional space terrier real quick because...
Ah, I got it.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
So, all right. So I guess I have to continue with John then. Because I was gonna do this a different way for his Joker, but now we'll do something else. Since old Milas had to walk the space terrier, so you go get in there. You like crawl it on the ceiling and drop down, and you can see that there's a hallway ahead of you. And as you're looking down the hallway, which seems to lead to some kind of hub in the center, you can see the white coat, again, go billowing past the edge of the archway at the end of the hall.
Okay. I'm trying to think whether it would be more worth the time to get a solid idea where this person is or what they're up to, or to just go back and get everybody.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Well, I decided to follow them because maybe there's an easier way to get everybody in the door.
Yeah, you want to find a better way to get everybody.
Yeah, out. Without shedding any blood.
Than that doorway there. Yeah, give me wit investigation if you want to look around and see if maybe there's a way.
Sorry,
to get
I apologize.
Everybody.
Thank you.
You're fine. You're good.
So okay. That's a three and four because I'm healthy, right?
Perfect. You know what you got.
Okay, look. Deck and three numbers.
Yeah. One success. Okay, cool. So you won't take any damage because I pocketed your Joker from before. It's going to come into effect now. So you start creeping around and looking like along the edge of the door. You're like, you find another doorway into the hall, like left, and you like hit the button to slide open the door. And as the door slides open, you suddenly feel a sting in your arm. You look down, and there's a dart in your arm, and you pass
okay.
out. And now we go back to outside. As we're outside, you guys are waiting. In a few minutes. Yes.
Wait a minute. I wasn't waiting. So wherever my initiative came in there, I just started running, going, hey, white guy, cloak guy.
Okay, so that's what, so Batsumi sneaks in, and as soon as Batsumi gets in the door, you go run toward these purple
yeah.
guards.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my okay. god, dude, so we just, walked into this space we sneaked in using, Irish
Batsumi snuck in. You guys are outside. Yeah. So you go running, you say as you run
hey, wait a minute, I have questions! Hey, mage guy! What magic? Whoa! Wait a minute!
These two men who are in purple armor, purple space armor, with silver trim and helmets, they are holding what look like laser SMGs, okay. and they turn and point them at you as you're running, and they immediately are like, stop where you are, little one.
Okay. Yeah, I stop. I'm like, whoa! Well, I'm just trying to talk to the mage guy! I'm very excited.
The one looks at the other, and he's like, what the hell is a mage? I don't know what a mage is. He's not talking about Sam. Sam's not a mage. What's a mage? I don't understand what he's... Look, you need to get the hell out of here, man. We've been hired to shoot anyone on site, so you get any closer, and we're going to open fire.
But I need to talk to that guy, the guy in the white robe, the mage guy. I need to talk to him.
Do you know him or something?
Well, no, but he's a mage. We're all mages. It's okay. We know each other.
He thinks, what the fuck? What is it? What's a mage? We don't even know what that is.
You know, magic. Look.
And I take out my wand.
Magic.
I do a performance roll just to do something like, just to get more like a trick, like I make a bunch of flowers and butterflies appear in the air.
Oh, I'll just say you do that with like a little flare, like you make some flowers sprout and things yeah. like that. And they're like, yeah, my kid has a hollow magic also. I don't. If you want to try to like convince them, give me a charm persuasion flip as you're like talking to these guys and showing them your magic
okay.
tricks. Or perform, if you want to do charm perform.
Okay, charm perform.
Because you have perform.
Yeah, I've got perform.
Or persuasion?
I've got charm, presence, and... Oh, yeah, I've got persuasion also.
Yeah, do charm persuasion as you're talking to these guys and showing them, like, okay. your magic tricks.
I got an ace and a joker.
Awesome. So, I was pocketing your other joker as well, so... I was going to use it here either way, so I'll have to maybe pocket the other. Because I'm not going to double joker you by pocketing one. That's ridiculous. So you're showing them the magic, and they're like kind of impressed. They're like,
yo, this little guy, my kid never did a trick like that with this hollow magic kit. That's pretty cool. So the one pulls a communicator out, and he's like, hey, Sam. Yeah, got some weird looking green guy here. Thinks you're a mage. He's talking about magic and stuff. Uh-huh. Shit, when? I didn't see... Did you get anything?
And the other guy's like, I didn't see nothing. He's like,
okay, sure. Yeah, we got you. All right.
Sure. He turns it off. He draws a trank gun, shoots you, and knocks you out.
Oh.
And you drop. You guys from the tree line, you see him get shot with a dart, and they drag him, and one of them drags him inside, leaving one guard outside.
Oh, boy.
Papa, you're a
son of a bitch. All right, I'm gonna take a look at. Oh wait, I'm gonna take a look at Barry here and be like, "You want to try diplomacy, or you think we should go in guns a blazing?"
I think we should destroy them.
Wow, wow, that is so Detroit.
As much as I love a good bloodlust letting, that's a big fucking ship. I don't know. Papa's going to walk out of the wood lines, hands up so he doesn't, like, you know, he's not threatening at all. And yell, Barry, did you share the information about who these people were with us, or?
I didn't get that far, did I? Do one of the guys in the purple suits are?
Yeah.
That's what I said, you know, I told you, yeah, with your flip, I told you, you know they're Star Sabers, they're a mercenary group. And a devious, you know, somewhat evil one.
Alright, so, I think, devious mercenary group.
But you're looking, you notice this, Milos goes running off.
No, I know, he's after crazy, yeah, he okay, so in. The bat is, like, smart, and he, like, he had a good idea about sneaking in, and that was great, and then the little guy messed it up. So, guy was really fancy.
Hey, my last name is half mental, okay?
I don't care about your family past, man. I mean, I don't have a family anymore, okay? So, go look up the great rap battles on the Spoogle or whatever the heck you people have in this universe.
We do have the Spoogle.
Whatever. God, hang on. We should.
Yeah, there's one of them left out there. And he's kind of like, like, holding his rifle and just kind of, like, yawns like that and puts his hand up even though he's got a full helmet on with a mask.
Right, I'm gonna
okay,
make
but I have no, you know what, because I have some, like, smarts and stuff like that, so I'm just gonna walk up to him and be like, dude, my friend and I really want to kick your ass, but I think it would just be easier if you got out of the way so we could take care of what we need to take care of and move on with our day.
But it is my turn.
It's our little friend up there. He doesn't understand.
It's Matt's turn. It's Matt's.
Mel, it's my turn. I was just asking if you shared that information with who they are with me.
Well, okay, that works too.
That's all he asked was, did you tell me who they were so he would know if they're bad guys? And I'm guessing you did as you were looking.
Yes, I did. Okay. They're probably not great. I mean, let's be real. All
right, well. Knowing I got a half a deck left with a ton money. Of jokers ready to go, I'm going to make a stupid decision. So yeah, Papa's going to approach the one yawning guard and be like, "Sir, a moment at a time," and I'm going to try to lay on the charm real thick.
Tell me what you want to say, and then you can do, like, we'll see what you say first.
Listen, so. I think...
As he's like, hey, stop, creepy makeup, what's going on?
I am in compliance, sir.
Yeah.
I think there's been a bit of a mix-up. You see, you were raiding our 10-year college anniversary for snacks, and me and my compatriots accidentally fell through. You just tranquilized the little yappy one, and I can totally understand why, but I don't want to see any real harm come to the little fella. I've kind of taken a shine to him. If you want, and I pull out my wad of my... religion's money, which is worthless to anyone else in the universe. If you wouldn't mind, I start thumbing through some bills. If we could just go in and take them off your hands, we don't want any trouble. In fact, if you could give us a portal back to where we came from, we'll consider this whole thing even. And I just slot like a big wad of bills into his front pocket.
Okay, charm persuasion.
Charm persuasion is gonna be bad! So many fucking jokers left. Charm persuasion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Alright. Not bad. 2 successes.
Nice. So, as you walk up and say this all to him, he's like,
they had us raiding some weird choice.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. I'm the one who fell through the portal.
Huh. Just you? You had friends? The little guy was your friend?
We graduated the same year. Friend, I mean, I barely knew him. We came to, you know, the Satanic Dormitory every once in a while, and, you know, we gave him beers. He's a nice guy, you know. He talk a lot, but he's a good guy.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you know, man, yeah, You know, here, look, here's the thing. I'll let you in. Can't much do much more than that for you.
I got a compatriot in the back. You let her in, too? I promise we don't try no shit so long as you try no shit.
Oh, sure, man, yeah, nah, this place isn't, you know, you're good. Yeah, here, look, I'm just gonna look the other way, and he takes a few steps to the side and, like, just looks off into the trees, and just happened to do this, and he reaches out and opens the door with his ID, and I'm just gonna kind of stand here for a minute while this door's open.
Oh, good for you. Hey, Dewberry, come on, the bribe worked. And I call for her over to go inside the dome.
We're going to get the little one, right?
So that's the plan.
Yeah, he's in the dome.
All right, fine. Let's do that.
So you guys get inside the door. The guy shuts it behind you. When you get in, you can see there's a long hallway leading down to what you can judge is probably the center of this dome as you look down it. You guys can roll me – you can flip me a wit investigation if you want to look around and try to see where you might need to go. Or you can just head down the hallway.
I'll do a wit investigation knowing that jokers are nigh and kind of want to see what happens when I pull one.
I have to – let's see. I'm doing that. I got 4.
Do it.
Burning some drives. 1 second.
Because Matt has terrible hands left. I have 1 success there.
Oh, boy. Hang on. Burning my last drive.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Burning a hero point.
Oh, God.
Okay, you can only burn one.
Yep.
You know what? I have 1 more drive. I'm going to drop that, too.
Oh, no! That hurt real fucking bad! Oh, 1 success, 2 jokers!
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't get anything else. I have 1 success.
1 success you got.
That's all I got. And I burned a point of drive if you guys missed that. So my last point of drive was there.
Mel, I think Matt's. We're both going to take darts to the neck right now.
Well, Matt, it's your fault. Usually you're the one that left all your jokers at the ass end and forced my hand.
It's the second.
Yeah, so the trick with jokers is you don't usually make other people the victim of jokers. You know what I mean? So what is going to happen is you guys get in the door and you start looking around, and Mel, you look on the ground and you actually can see like a few Sour Patch Kids like on the ground, like, and it looks like the trails leading up the hall, and then all of a sudden, Papa, you're falling.
Oh, shit!
And
again?
Yeah, that's all you hear. Mel, Dewberry, if you look where you heard, oh, shit, he's gone. He's just gone.
Another fucking void?
You don't even see a void or anything. Like, Papa's just, you're, oh, shit! And you look, and Papa's gone.
So I'm by myself in this hallway.
Yep.
And I'm
You're
looking
by himself in this hallway now.
And where was Batsumi? Where's Batsumi again?
He's not here.
Okay.
Something happened to him. You're
okay,
not sure.
So Batsumi's gone. Papa's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Mayla's...
The little guy's gone.
The little guy's gone. And you can see the... Is there a trail of candy leading down the hallway?
Let's see. Well, I have some investigation, so I guess can I follow the trail of the candy?
Yeah, you got 1 success on that. So you're following the trail, and you're like, ooh, red Sour Patch Kid. Ooh, a yellow one. Ooh, green
piece of candy.
Orange one. Yeah, ooh, a yellow one. And as you're going along, you're like, no blue ones. Weird. That's weird. Didn't they? Aren't those kind of like those ones they introduced later before Earth was destroyed? That's strange. And you don't see any blue ones as you're going along. And you reach the end of the hallway, and you look up and you can see that it's this big in the center. The ceiling goes all the way up to the top of the dome of this spaceship. And as you look around, you can see on 3 slabs, you see your 3 friends are strapped down and knocked out. And you can see someone in a white coat seems to be like sort of hovering nearby. Like he's kind of passed like down a bit and like passed you and over some like things. Let me see. I want to see if he notices you real quick. We'll do. As you enter the room, you see his head like sort of go, you see this head like rise up and turn, and you can tell he looks like a snake man.
And he kind of turns up and turns back his head and looks like at where you're at and like squints a little, but kind of like turns back and goes back to whatever it is he's doing.
And he's got my friends. Oh.
Yeah, your three friends. You can see them over there, like tied on like some slabs that are like up. So you can see like they're, but they're all not.
How far away am I?
It's like 30. It's like to the center. It's like maybe like 30 feet to the center of this room, but there are all sorts of like consoles and like stations set up between you and it. So like you could try to like sneak up and like you can maybe try to like sneak up closer and like get them out.
Do I know anything about this guy? Like, is there any possible way I know anything about
him? Is there anything in here to tell, like, who we might, like, anything in the room?
That yeah, like, because, I mean, I'm pretty smart, and I've been all over the galaxy.
You can give me intelligence space-wise if you're like, what the hell is that, dude? What's going on?
Like, I might know something about him that would help me.
Yeah.
Intelligence and
space. You
can
do intelligence space.
Okay, one.
Yeah, you can.
Three, four, one, two. Oh, shit. Do I need to shuffle my discard deck?
Yes, shuffle that and then start flipping from that. And then just put those other ones you just flipped aside as your new discard. So it keeps it
rolling. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying is I've gone to my discard. I just wanted to make sure I need to shuffle my discard pile.
Everyone else in the group, flip Brawn twice for me.
Two, three. I have two successes in that shit.
Okay.
And as far as the Brawn, I've got one success.
You flipped Brawn twice, one success? Okay, cool.
Two successes for me.
Nice. Okay,
cool. Two successes for me as well.
Nice, cool. You guys. So, excellent. Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah, so Dewberry, you're looking up over and you're like, that's a Reptiloid. They're a lizard race, but he's of the snake variety. He's wearing, it's not a wizard cloak, it's a lab coat. He's some sort of scientist. A scientist steals snacks from people. That's really weird. But as you're looking around the room, you can see like there's equipment around the room that has a logo on it that says USG on it, and you're not sure exactly what it means in the moment, but you know the SG stands for space government. While the craft you're on doesn't look like a space government craft, the equipment in here and some of the crates and things look like he got them at least from the space government, whoever this guy. So it's at that moment you're watching and you can see, Milas, you got one success, like your eyes kind of like open and flutter a little bit, but you're still like, you're like, kind of wrong. So you're like, you can kind of still go on and see this again. That's me, he's like slowly wake up and you see this. I have a camera, right? You guys can see me.
I can.
Kind of. You see, because he is my favorite villain. Well, not villain. He's just immoral. Or one might say unethical. This is that fellow at the bottom of the page.
No.
Can you see him? I don't know. Ready? We're going to turn that off.
No. Your screen's big now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, that guy.
He looks unethical.
Yes. And as you guys wake up, Dewberry,
slimy motherfucker,
you just see like, yes, you're finally waking up. My little bonus prize. Or prizes, sorry.
I'm way more than a bonus, you fucking snake cunt. What did you do? Why am I asleep?
Well, it was a bit of a fallout. I was just trying to get the Sour Patch Kids, you know, it's kind of hard to find those.
The fuck is with this galaxy and Sour Patch Kids, as Papa's
gonna show. Well, they're rare.
Again,
they're certainly quite rare, especially ones with blue raspberry in them. And it's at this moment you notice he holds up a needle that's filled with like this blue liquid in it, and he's like, "And I've got three of you here as a little bonus to see what perhaps could happen."
Okay. I have to piss clean at least twice a week. Okay.
I have slash share his name, god damn it.
I have Space USADA up my ass. Okay.
Oh shit.
He looks dumbfounded. in the moment, you like start saying all this and it kind of hits him. He's like, holy shit, that Thumi Fujinami.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, okay? I'm sure you have a crush on me, and that's why you kidnapped me, and that's why everybody's been kidnapped. That's
No, you beat my team every freaking year. We're all ahead in the playoffs, and then they bring your stupid ass in, and they win the last few games and knock my team
that's
out.
That's called inevitability, champ, all right?
Let me know when I'm awake enough to do something, Keith.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah, you are, we will, so, guys, again, yeah, he's like, well, we'll just have to start with you, then, if you're gonna make such a fuss. And he comes towards, Yubatsumi. Give me another, double brawn if you want to try to break out of these restraints.
So, brawn.
Unless you want to try something else. But if you want to break the restraints, it'll be brawn twice.
Funny, though.
Okay, give me a second.
Sorry, my space terrier gets a little unruly sometimes.
So, six cards then? Because I got three brawn?
Mm-hmm. Three brawn and... Yeah, three. So, six cards, yeah.
Okay. Because
you're not... You took some damage, right?
You didn't tell me I did.
I did it? Then you didn't. Flip one for healthy,
okay.
Too.
Oh. Yeah, I got three successes here, including the Queen of Hearts.
Nice.
So what's your... So two successes and... two other successes and the Queen
of
Hearts?
Yeah, another Jack of the King.
What's your charm?
Charm is one.
So that's... You actually got four successes then. So, like, as you're saying this to him, you, like, flex your pectorals and just, like, snap through these restraints that are holding you. And Sam kind of, like, steps back a few steps, and he's like, shit, I should have known they weren't strong enough for Batsumi Fujinami.
I know, it's really impressive, right?
So now, Milas, I'm going to give you a chance to do something.
All right, so I tried to, I've been working on this for, you know, years, is that I'm trying to cast a spell without actually using my wand.
Okay.
So
you're casting more of a, it's a vocal
Yeah,
spell.
So I start whispering, reducto, 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 to shrink myself even further so I can slip out of the bonds.
Yeah, that'll be brawn magic again, because you're altering your size, okay. Your body, as we did for getting
right.
Big, too. Which will keep your brawn at, what's your brawn?
One.
One? Yeah, it'll keep it at one, but we'll assume you have shrunk to a very tiny
right,
size.
Right, okay. All right, so...
I like that. That's one, great.
Two, three, four, five. All right. Well, so I got two successes, an ace and a jack, and a joker.
So two successes and a joker.
Correct.
Okay, so you start shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Shrinking. And oh my god, I can't stop shrinking.
I guess I'm out of my
box. We're going to end your round as you are continuing to shrink.
Sweet.
And shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. As Sam all of a sudden is like, wait, where did the little, the green, what the frick?
The interspace themselves.
So as soon as I can, I like grab my wand now since I'm free of the bonds because I'm so small. Now I can grab my wand and I try to stop this.
Yeah, yeah, you can try next turn. Yeah. Papa, it's your
All
turn.
Right. It's really nothing I can do but just a straight brawn, I believe. To get
yeah,
out
you can do
this.
That to try to break out if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that's six pulls. I guess I'm going to try to snap that shit.
Do it.
Four, five. Another two successes.
Nice, yeah. You actually kind of like, you saw what Batsumi did and you kind of like flex and you push and... You hear, like, some straining, but it didn't break it. It's not strong enough to get out of it.
All right.
You feel like you almost had
As
it.
I fall back in failure, I'm just going to be like, is that thing and that needle going to cure the headache? Because if not, I don't fucking want it.
He's got it backed up because one disappeared and Batsumi is now broken free. Dewberry, what do you want to do in this moment?
Mel, you going to rap battle him with some magic mushrooms?
Whoop, whoop.
Hey. You do your thing, I'll do mine, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm still watching all of this from...
Yeah. Good... Yeah, from the edges. Like, you kind of see all this happen in the
so
moment.
So I'm not in it. Okay. And every... Okay, so the...
It's your turn, yeah.
The bat is free. The midget is free.
The bat broke out.
I'm sorry, that's...
Yeah, he vanished. As far as you can tell, he shrank and vanished.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I know what that is, since I have, like, four intelligence
space
and four space-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So by intuition, having seen him get big, I have some idea that he may have been able to get small, so I'm cool with him. The bat guy is famous enough to get out of it on his own. He has bat privilege or whatever the fuck. And I need Papa's help. So where were you again?
I'm strapped to this gurney.
And the snake has the snake kind of backed up a little, and like Batsumi obviously looks probably pretty pissed having broken that with 4 successes.
I would like to assist Batsumi if possible in freeing Papa, because I think the little guy can handle it from here.
Give me an agility sneaking if you want to try to like get close and like undo the latches on Papa's thing and get him out.
Yeah, unless you can think about how I should free him.
You could try agility firearms or wit firearms.
That's right. I have my stupid Pure My Planet gun. Of course.
You could
like to shoot that fucking needle out of that motherfucker's hand and.
Oh!
No, that's over. You know what? That's overreaching.
You could do that, or you could shoot the strap off of Papa.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a pretty good go at getting this guy. I got a plan that I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna enjoy in a second. So if you wanted to go to your original plan and try and free Matt, that might be a solid way around it. Because I think I'll help with the intrigue here.
I think that I looked at John. I looked at Batsumi and got an idea that he had a really good idea on, and decided that the best course of action would be to free Papa.
Metagaming.
We could see the other guy got out. You're like, let me free my other friend. Okay. Yeah, do a little.
So sneaking, you said sneaking?
Yeah, agility sneaking if you want to sneak up and just unlatch him.
Unlatch it.
If you want to try to shoot and knock the thing, like shoot it open. It would be wit firearms.
Okay, hang on. Give me a sec. Wit firearms, huh? Literally 6 in one, half dozen in the other right now. All right, and I got a new deck. Let's go. Wit firearms, I have a moment of pure My Planet, ICP-313, and shoot the bombs off of Papa. So wit... Yeah, right, I know.
Wit firearms.
RoboCop! Is that your battle call?
Oh, that's what I'm going to scream while I come running in. No, actually, I'm going to say, what is it? I'm going to say, Murphy!
Nice.
Firearms 2. Agility, you said, right? Wit.
Wit.
Okay, 1,
you're trying to, like,
2,
aim at, like, a 3, certain spot to
4.
Open.
I got 2 successes.
Hooray! Yeah, so you aim at the lock on the straps on him, and you fire, and it releases them, and they, like, snap and recoil back, and Papa is now free from his bonds, and the lizard man backs up a few more steps.
Papa, you've got a brand new back.
He just, like, backs up a little bit, and he appears to be, like, shaking. Batsumi, it's your turn.
Okay, my immediate, like, instinct here is to just take you down to Pound Town. I could do it. I could just, like, close the distance here, try and get some melee going. But I'm kind of in the mood to flip a coin, because... If I win, I would like to, or if it's heads, I'd like to know your secret plan before I try to beat you up. Or if it's tails, I'm just going to go straight, foot to arse type of deal. So is there a way we can flip a coin here to see if the lizard man gets to tell his story? Hello?
Like me or someone else?
No, he wants to hear the story of this dude in the white coat.
Yeah,
well I'm curious. Look, here's the thing, right? This guy...
Who has a coin? Someone flip a coin and decide what they want.
How do can I flip a coin in honor of Batsumi?
Are you literally just like, is this what Batsumi's saying? Like, let's flip a coin and see if I let you tell a story real quick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I... heads, I've got a coin here, okay? So, heads... Yeah. The guy gets to tell his story before we have to start a fight with him, because I'm kind of interested in what's going on here, because we're in a pretty interesting place.
You're so Irish.
Or tails, I just attempt to start a fight with him.
Tails, it's just Pound Town.
Yes.
So you you pull out the coin, and he's like backed up on a console, and he kind of like he straightens up a little bit, and he's like,
"Sure, I'll tell you."
And he starts like walking, like just kind of like back and forth. He's like, "As many of you probably may know, Sour Patch Kids are quite a rarity, especially the blue kind. I've been experimenting with them. Some sort of ingredient that is inside these blue raspberry Sour Patch Kids from original Earth seem to hold some type of intelligence, maybe? Sentience, perhaps? I'm not entirely sure what it does hold. But what I am sure of is you should never give someone like me the time to talk." And he hits a button, and a portal opens beneath him, and he falls through.
Dirty fucker.
And that's when, whoop, 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 the room starts flashing red, and then you hear
over
the intercom
here. Wait, whoop, whoop, because I know the call of the tribal posse of clown that once roamed my planet.
Well, it kind of sounds like that, but it's actually just the alarm in there.
Okay, don't get it mixed up, it's an important distinction where I come from.
Yeah, he's like,
"Since I'm such a good sport, and I hate to see Batsumi die before I get to see the xenon isotopes take the genomes out of the playoffs finally, I'll let you live, at least if you can make it to the exit."
And you hear the sounds of like a vroom, and you look down the hallway and you can see a portal opens up at the end of the hall where the exit is. And he's like,
"That'll get you back to your reunion, but I have been experimenting with some things."
And that's when you hear a loud like metal on metal scrape as one of the walls slides up. And you can see what look like space raptor legs, but pretty damn big. And it keeps going up, and as it reaches the top, you can see what looks like some sort of overgrown space raptor, but it is like a sickly blue color and has these blue tentacles that seem to be growing out of it, whipping around its body. And as the gates open too, and it roars at you, you can smell blue raspberry in the air. And I'm going to say that, you know, maybe as this thing roars loudly and you can hear Sam chuckling to himself over the intercom and the portal is swirling and whirling about. Cut to black. Next time on Space.
Good job, Keith. Good job.
That's fucking awesome, so, dude. That was like the best idea ever.
Yeah, so we can continue that story next time as you guys are faced with a blue Razgoo injected space raptor. As Matt can tell you, in our regular Sunday game, blue Razgoo is not cool.
Nah, it's bad. It's bad juju, man. It's
Yeah.
It runs rampant in this Space Kings universe.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, and that snake guy who you guys don't know is Sam Snivelex. Very fascinated with it and what it can do. And as I'm going to change it in our game, Matt, the USG, the unethical space government, has supplied him with stuff to study the blue Razgoo. Let's say your group just encountered Sam on another sort of mission, doing what he normally does, fucking around with blue Razgoo across the universe, and I flipped cards to say that intergalactic aliens were stealing your food, and that you guys were at a reunion, and I was like, I'm gonna spin this into something crazy.
Crazy-er.
So now you guys, next time we play, we'll have to escape and make it out and back to your high school reunion, hopefully.
Whoever thought you would ever be escaping back to your high school reunion?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was a college reunion, by the way.
Still.
Oh, college
Base
reunion.
College.
Sorry,
come
college
on.
Reunion.
Am I right?
Well, that was I'm too old to do a high school reunion. My initial thought, I was like, you know what, I kind of feel like it'd be more fun to fight this guy than it would be to go back.
Totally. Yeah, I'd rather go on an adventure. I'd be like, you know, it's cool and there's free food and some music and shit, but let's be real. Who wants to talk to people you didn't like 10 years ago?
And you guys could fight this thing. Yeah, totally. Sam would love it if you fought this thing. The data would be spectacular.
I'm super glad that I have just the right amount of experience for the game to be fun for me. Like, I have had, I'm one of these people that didn't get into it until way late, and I hawked around my husband's game books for, like, 3/4 of our relationship before I really understood what they meant. No, not in a bad way. I'm not saying that in an insulting way. I think it's cool. I have nerdery about plenty of things. I also have 28 fucking cookbooks about the same bread. So who cares? But the idea for me was, like, I have now planned out tabletop for this game, and it's perfect because that's what they built it for. Like, they built it for someone like me. I have just enough experience, and I like a lot of things about it, but some other things about it are hard. This is the most I've opened up at a tabletop game that I've been at. It's the most, fun. And it's easy with you guys because you know I love you. You're my family. So.
Well, what's fun about... Yeah. Oh, sorry. So, go ahead. Sorry. Ooh.
No, you go, Matt, you go, because I was going to close us out. So anything else anybody wants to say after the first session? Because, like Matt, we're going a little long here. We're
Just real quick. The fun thing about this game, for anyone listening who's interested in getting into it, is that, well, one, it's about, like, it's so much cheaper than any other, like, shit you would need to buy to play a pen and paper game.
But two, right now it's... After that.
The actual, like, combat and technical rolling, in quotation, it's streamlined and it's simple, but it's not unfun because it leaves way more to chance than just, like, dice rolling with additives to make your number go higher. Like I said,
and it gave Keith, like, not to too much interject, but it gave Keith the freedom to be a really good... I mean, it's tough to find good game guys, and it gave him all the freedom in the world to be him and still make a good game out of it.
Well, that's what I like about it. It's the beauty of, like, it's good for DMs to learn, and it's good for people who have never played a game like this to learn too, because the rules are basic, but they're not bare. You know what I mean? Like, it's still rich, but it's not hard concepts to try to figure out. So yeah.
And if anyone out there is interested in playing this, sadly the Kickstarter is closed, but you can keep an eye out for the book when it is officially released, hopefully later this year. You can also go to supertry.itch.io/SpaceKings, where you can find links to their podcast, Pretend Friends, where they've been playing Space Kings for 3 seasons now, which is over a couple years, and the book's not even out yet, guys. So they've been working very hard at this. If you do look up Space Kings, you can find some bare bones rules that people have put together, which makes it very easy to play. The character sheets are available on their site. They pretty much explain how to make a character, though, as proven by us talking for an hour and a half, 2 hours before actually recording making characters and rules is. They need a little tweaking in the wording, but they are fixing all that now. Hopefully going to be getting some new updated beta rules soon, and I can't wait to get the book. So the main thing, well, not the main thing. First, follow all of us except John, because he's not on Twitter anymore. You can follow Mel at... Where can we follow you, Mel?
I am at MelGray8 on Twitter.
I want to make sure I knew. Excellent. Yeah, MelGray8. On Twitter, you can follow Matt Tony, Tony Matt, at Handsome Tony. The O in Tony is zero. And Bob, do you have any plugs?
I have no plugs. I mean, I have all that shit, but I'm uninteresting. Go bacon.
I mean, just for the record bacon. As well, the reason I'm not on Twitter is because I think it makes humans worse.
I can attest to that. It's definitely made me a little worse at times. Sometimes maybe a little better, but mostly worse. But that's why we have Space Kings now. Follow me on Twitter, at RoboDuke.
And I just wanted to drop in real quick and just throw this thing in here, because we joke about it, but, like, what's cool about Sidecast is we come from a broad spectrum of experience and can still talk about Commando for 2.5 hours. And I think that what's fun about that is, like, so Bob does have background, like, he played D&D back in the day, and so for it to be able to go from that to me is really awesome, and Chemical should be real proud of that. Like, I love that. I love the idea of that.
Nice. Real quick, too, before we end this, I probably should have said this at the beginning. We are Space Kings enthusiasts. We are in no way being sponsored in any way, shape, or form by this game.
Matt, as I believe I told you, Kevin Cole has said on podcasts, every time a new podcast shows up that is using Space Kings, his heart grows a size
bigger. I know. This is more for the...
ecstatic that anybody...
No, but Matt needs to put that out there.
Matt, what I'm saying... No, he doesn't. I'm saying it's totally unnecessary.
Well, no, I'm saying it not for his...
You don't need to say...
But even better, what's cool about that is the fact that it's unnecessary. And we still feel good about it. I've been talking to a lot of really fun people about this because we've had a lot of crazy shit go on. And it is... What is today? It is June 23rd. Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. And the idea here is that when you look around at the world and what's out there to be good, that brings people together, and the fact that, like, Kevin Cole's humility is what makes you want to go, okay, cool. So I'm not pushing him because he paid me. I'm pushing him because he's a good human being who did a good thing that made me and my family get together and do something really fun and good.
That was the point I was trying to make with Mel. It's not for Kevin Cole's sake, because he is a real cool, chill dude. It was in case our listeners are listening. It's like, we are very enthusiastic about this game, because it's fucking fun, and you should be too. We were not paid to be enthusiastic.
And it's fucking organic and real. It's legit. Totally just everything about the generation, if you're someone who knows the past of the people that play it or don't or whatever else, is that everything about the generation of Space Kings on the internet has to do with the core group of people that were just family the whole time. And then I got tonight to play with my family. That's what we need. We need more of that. Plus, like, John channeled his art. Kyle has channeled his art. I did stuff tonight that I wouldn't usually do. I think that's fantastic. If you're the kind of person who's encouraging something like that, you're doing it right.
Yep. So follow him. At Real Kevin Cole. And listen to Pretend Friends, where they've been doing a fantastic job for 3 seasons now playing this game. I hope we will record more of this adventure, but there are many other adventures to be had too yourself. Go look up some rules, have some fun. For Sidecast, this is Keith the Robo Duke. Check you later from a special episode of Sidecast.
Bye.
Good night, bitches. Let's get the hell out.
Good night,
bitches.
Good night, bitches.
Oh, good night, little bitches.
In space. You guys are